Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I'm singing your praises day after day. While I travel this old lonesome narrow way, oh Lord,
yes.
Lord, I need you to hold my hand and help me gain the victory when it's all over, Lord. Lord, remember me. Lord, have mercy right now. Sometimes on my journey, oh, my burden gets so hard to bear. But Lord, 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 you promised if I'd live right, you would answer my prayer. Oh, Lord. Lord, I want you to save my soul so that one day I will be free. When it's all over, Lord, Lord Jesus, when it's all over, Lord, Lord, remember me, Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Lord, remember me. Glory be to God. I heard him say, you know I'm trying to gain the victory. Hallelujah, yes. Jesus. How many of us is trying to gain the victory? And when you think about him saying gain the victory, he's trying to make it into heaven. He said, you know I'm trying. Glory be to God. I'm going to tell you that song always does something to me. Because we don't praise him the way we should. We don't do the things that it takes for us to make it into heaven. And the psalmist say, you know I'm trying, hallelujah, right. Jesus, to gain the victory. Glory be to God. How many of us, hallelujah, take time and look at ourselves and say, Lord, remember me. Lord, I'm trying, I'm trying to make it in. Lord, remember me. Hallelujah. He said, when my loved ones are dead and gone, and you think about it, we got people dying every day, glory be to God, but we still stand and say, Lord, remember me, glory be to God. I'm trying to make the victory. I'm trying to make the victory. Hallelujah. How many of us trying, hallelujah, to get the victory? How many of us trying to make it into heaven? How many look at today, November 22nd, 2023, and say, Lord, I thank you for you carrying me through this whole entire year with just a few more days to go. Lord, remember me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to tell you, I feel pretty good right now, brother.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey, glory be to God. Hey, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. I feel pretty good. Hallelujah. Because he remembers, glory. Hallelujah. And all the things that we do, hallelujah, he still remembers us. Glory, hallelujah. We can tell him, Lord, I'm doing the best I can. Hallelujah. Lord, remember me. Lord, I'm trying to walk up right before you, Jesus. Lord, remember me. Hallelujah, yeah. Jesus. Hey, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hey. Yeah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Sometimes I just have to holler a little bit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because it gets so good to me. I'm kind of like, hallelujah, Jeremiah, yeah. Jeremiah said, it's just like fire. Woo, shut in my body. Hallelujah, yeah. Jesus, Lord, remember me. Hey, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, remember me.
Remember me.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's just something about that song. I can't imagine. That young man had a purpose for singing that song.
Yes, he did.
Lord, remember me. And I just thank God for that. Hallelujah, Jesus. You messed me up on that song, brother. You messed me up today. Glory be to God.
That's your song. You sent that song to me. That's your song.
Love that song. Love that song. Glory be to God.
Remember me.
Hallelujah. Lord, remember me. Yeah. Hey, you know I'm trying to gain the victory. Hey, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Every day of our lives, we need to try to gain the victory, hallelujah. The victory is to make it into heaven. Glory be to God. Lord, remember me. Jesus. Woo, glory
brother
be to God.
Brother D doesn't slid on in here. I can go back on you.
Thank you, Lord,
Jesus. Hey,
glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Lord, remember me. Hallelujah, Jesus. First, I'd like to give honor to God, his son, Jesus Christ, and the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just thank and I praise God, hallelujah, for this day. I thank and I praise God for every day that he's blessed me to wake up, hallelujah, in a safe and sound mind, that I can open my mouth and say, Lord, I thank you. Thanking and praising God for the days that is to come. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank and I praise God for remembering me day by day. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just give thanks to God. Hallelujah. We give thanks to God because this is the will of God concerning us. Glory be to God that we give thanks to God. We're going to talk just a little bit. I'm not going to talk much today. I thank God. But I want everybody, and I know some people don't want to open their mouth and say anything. But let me say, this Thanksgiving, Mm-hmm. Since the date is given, and we won't be having a program on that date. But this is the day that you can open your mouth and say, Lord, I give you thanks because you're God and you're God Almighty. I give you thanks, Lord, for you remember me when I was down and out. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, when I didn't have food to eat, you put food on my table. Glory be to God. If we would just sit down and think about it, meditate on the things that God has done for us, the thing that God is still doing for us, we need to take time and give him thanks. Glory be to God. We would rather keep it to ourselves. But you know, God is so merciful. He does so much for us. It's kind of hard to keep it to yourself. You got to tell somebody the goodness of Jesus. Glory be to God. And I thank God for that. The beginning of Thanksgiving. In 1921, the Plymouth colonists from England and the Native Americans, glory be to God, Wampanoag people shared an autumn harvest that is acknowledged as one of the celebrations in the colony for more than two centuries ago. Two century days of Thanksgiving celebration in the colony. Thanksgiving officially started in 1789. President George Washington was the first to issue a proclamation for the holiday in 1789, designating Thursday, November 26th, for the people of the United States, a day of public Thanksgiving. This marks the first national celebration of the holiday under the new Constitution. Public Thanksgiving. Glory be to God, and we too ashamed to open our mouth and let anybody hear us say, Lord, I thank you. We should reflect back on the fact that God remembered us. So why don't we remember him? Why don't we show praise, honor, and glory to Christ our Lord? Glory, hallelujah. We need to praise him. I'm going to talk a little bit, then I'm going to open the floor, and I want somebody to come on. If they don't say, I thank God for this day. Glory, hallelujah. It don't take much to thank God but to open our mouth. Let us not be ashamed, afraid, or bashful, or however you want to put it, or shy. Because when you look at it, God was not too shy to create us. He was not too shy to give us food to eat and clothes on our back. He was not too shy to let us know that he loved us. And when you think about it, we love him because he first loved us. He showed us a pure love. And that's why we need to take time and say, Lord, I thank you. We need to take time. Glory be to God. To enter into his court. Psalms 100 and the verse 4 says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and to his court with praise. Be faithful unto him and bless his name. Glory, hallelujah. We need to open our mouths and bless his holy name. We need to open our mouth and thank him, thank him, thank him until Shekinah glory comes back. Hallelujah, Jesus. And our praising is just to let God know that we love him. So why don't we humble ourselves and open our mouths and say, Lord, I thank you. We're not only thanking him for the food, but we thank him for the journey thus far. From the time we were born to this day, how he carried us, how he fed us, how he clothed us, and then he shielded us from hurt, harm, or danger. We have a lot to thank God for. Glory be to God. You know, years ago we used to sing a song, I have so much tonight that I could thank my Jesus for. If it wasn't for his goodness, I just don't know how it is. Glory be to God. And when you think about that, when you think about where God has delivered you from, glory be to God. That's enough. And everything that he does, everything that we do, we should give him thanks day and night. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. You find that verse, 1 Chronicles 16:34. His mercy endureth forever. He don't ever get tired of us. He's always merciful to us. He's always right there to give us a helping hand when we need it. Glory be to God. So at this time, I'm going to open the floor.
Oh, yes.
But I want you to remember Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship. That's why we should ask him to remember us. Glory be to God. Because all of sin and comes short of the glory of God. And he is such a forgiving God. No matter what we do, no matter what we do, he forgives us. He let us know that he loves us.
Yes.
Now, right now, I'm going to pause here. I see Sister Emily. Hands is up. God bless her soul. So we, you got the floor, Sister Emily. So glad that
hello,
you
hello.
Seem to be with us today. Hello, hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here to get a good word as always, and I just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and really just encourage everyone to enjoy their families. You know, just put your phone down. Enjoy your family because you never know when the last Thanksgiving you're going to have with a family member. And I just want to encourage everyone to stay encouraged, you know, pray whenever, even when it seems unbearable, you know, just stick with it, and he's going to stick with you.
Yes, you know, that was such a blessing. That testimony that you gave, Sister Emily, is so many people that don't even bother to go see their family.
Yes, you're most
on Thanksgiving or no other day.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
be to God. And we should pull ourselves together. And if we haven't seen our family for 25 years, don't wait for them to come to you. You go to them. It's not a tit-for-tat thing. This is love. Love is not tit-for-tat. Because if it was, it would be no. Glory be to God. I see Brother Dog. Amen, hand up, Brother Dog, going. Pardon me?
Yes, ma'am. She just said amen. I seen Sister Emily had posted some on Facebook, and when the show initially came on, I didn't see her. I was getting mad. I was just finished. I was going to tear up today. But Sister Mary, I just want
to
come on like you said. You got me stirred up. You got me stirred up with that song, Sister Mary. And then somebody asked me, what's the simplest way that you can say thanks to God? And it says a simple prayer of gratitude. Thank you, Lord, for blessing you have bestowed
right.
my life.
That's right.
Also, they said, and if you want to keep it short, Sister Mary, go to Psalm 106:1. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And we should all be grateful. And like you said, the floor is open. So let's somebody, everybody out here that listen to us, got something
Hallelujah.
To be grateful
Amen.
For. Yes, and I'm playing the song in the background, Graceful. I'm playing the song in the background, so come on in here and hit the one button. Brother D, you in here. Brother D, you in here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. So,
amen.
Amen, Brother Dawkins. So glad to be here. You know, I was here from the beginning, and it was too dumb to hit the one button to listen when I was here. I was surprised, dog, today, and then I was sitting there listening to Monty as she was talking, seeing just how good God is, and we should tell him thank you. And I thought about something. See, you know, I try to work whatever I do around Scripture. That was a young man.
Yeah.
He hung on a cross. He was right beside the light of the world. And he was a sinner. He said, Lord, he did all he could the best way he knew how to get to God and to let Jesus know that I know who you are. And look what he told the other thing.
Right,
he said, we deserve what we getting. He said, this man ain't done nothing. He done no harm.
Uh-huh.
But all the things that he said, there was one thing I remember best. He said, Lord, will you please remember me?
Remember me.
The song said, remember me. He said, Lord, remember me. And he grabbed him a whoosh, didn't he? I was sitting
in
the day, and I thought about Brother Dog and all the trials and tribulations that he go through. He go through a lot to give us this time. And I said, I'm going to surprise him today. I'm gonna do a little prayer for him today and a prayer for this service. Because we really should be thankful. We should be thankful every day of our lives. God is so good to us. He wakes us up. And we're so dumb, we can't even put ourselves to sleep. Well, we want to put a little word of prayer. And
Brother D, do me a favor
and
hold on just a minute with the prayer.
Amen.
Because you're going to have more than one or two people to pray for. We got a couple of hands up right now, so just give us a minute, but you definitely can whisper that word of prayer. Brother Fan, Sister Fan.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's open to you. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I remember I've been trying to get on, and I hit every once in a while, and it'll let me go, and I sent Brother D a text. He ain't got on me, but I said he need to read his text. But I looked at it. I sent it to an old number, so I got to apologize, D. It wasn't great. I sent it to the wrong place. I know you'd have got me on. I said, this
right.
ain't opening
right.
up the button. And he's telling me I need to get on, because that message was for me. And it was, I wanted to tell y'all the time when and I'm still saying it was old, but everything with God is never old. Everything is tied together.
Right.
We were talking, and I'm on the road, and you might have a little bit of road noise, but I had to say this real quick. And we was out that week. Dog said the show was acting up, and then I started feeling like D. I said, something wrong, boy. I said, D been saying that the whole time, that you can't get enough of it, and I felt like I was addicted,
amen,
and I couldn't
amen.
Get it. And I said, boy, I got to get
amen.
On the show. And when I heard y'all voices again, my week went better, man. I tell you, I tell you, it was just I enjoy everything you all do, and I tell you, Sister Mary and D and the Bishop and Brother Brian and Dog for everything. And I just want to tell y'all, hey, I enjoy every moment I can get of it. And I'm enjoying the night, and I ain't going to hold it up. And God bless
Amen.
Everybody, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
God bless you, my brother.
Yeah. Yes, sir. But y'all go ahead and carry on. I'm here. I just wanted to stick my head in for a minute. We here. We listening.
Amen. Brother Fan, truly, I don't have to tell you, I thank God for you and Sister Fan. When I talk
yes,
to
ma'am.
People about this show, I always bring you and Sister Fan's name up. And I tell
yes,
people how humble you are and what a praying woman she is, you know? That's
yes,
a blessing.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a blessing
yes,
because you're speaking of praise God every day. And I thank God for you all coming on, taking out of your time to hear us.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you, she's listening, and she has a show. She told Brother D and Dog,
yeah,
and they know she does another prayer show.
She
but she still be doing her show and listening at yours at the same time. She's sitting there out there texting me now. So she can hear us, and when she can't talk, she can see her. She's sending me a text right now. Let me know that she hear me talking. But we enjoyed every minute, and I had to get my feel of you every D and all y'all. I had to see you all the time. So hey, it's like a family.
Amen.
I can't go without it. So all right, y'all have a blessed
That's
day.
That's a blessing.
I'm gonna stand back.
That makes my soul feel good, brother fan.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a
blessing. You make mine feel good. Yes, ma'am.
When we're able to reach somebody. Glory be to God. The Bible says when you reach one, angels rejoice. And I just thank God for you on this day. I thank God for you and Sister Fan all the time. I thank God for
yes,
you
ma'am.
All because you all are always here backing us up, encouraging us. That's a blessing all by itself.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And we thank God for that. And I know Brother Dahl thank God for everybody that come on and encourage him because he do all he can for the Lord.
Yes, he does.
That's a blessing.
Sister Mary, I got something I want to say about that. I don't know why you and Brother D figured out I wanted to say something about that. And y'all be telling me not to get mad, but I can't help but to get mad. I can see people go on the internet. I can see them preaching about, oh, we having this for dinner, we having pot roast, we having turkeys, we having this, and they can't take out 1 minute. They can't take out 1 minute to come to some of these shows or sit down and one and say, thank you, Lord, for providing me this. They cannot do that.
Right.
I need to do one more thing, Sister Mary. I need Sister Emily.
Uh-huh.
Sister Emily, go. I need Sister Emily to go read what she posted on Facebook. That's what you know. Sister Emily, if you don't mind, read what you posted on Facebook to the audience, if you don't mind, if you can get it.
All right, 1 second. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, Sister Mary, I want her to read that. You know, because I wanted to read it. See, when I seen her put it on Facebook, I was on the show and I looked for her. I looked for her and she wasn't on there. And I was getting red. I was bawling. I was finna go off. And then I looked back and yeah, because if she can post on Facebook, she can come on here.
Hey, you know, I was just driving to the lake. My service is just in and out. I'm trying to get it to pull up.
Well, if you can't get it,
yeah.
I'll read it for you. If you can't hear it and get it, I wanted you to read it.
Oh, I got it.
Because I think.
All right.
Come on,
it
read
does.
That.
All right. Honestly, this Thanksgiving, I'm truly just grateful that myself and my family still have breath in our bodies. Happy holidays, all. Put your phones down and enjoy your family this year while you still have them.
Amen. Now, that is beautiful.
Amen.
Praise God. Sister Emily, that is beautiful because I've lost two brothers leading up to this Thanksgiving day. So long as your family
my
is
family
living, you need to. Pardon me?
I said my prayers will be with you.
Well, you know what? One thing I learned, Sister Emily, and I thank God for that. I learned that you can find peace in the midst of anything you go through. You can find the peace of God in your grieving. You can find the peace of God in your suffering. Glory be to God. We just got to let him. We just got to let him give us that peace. We got to have faith to believe. Rather than moaning and whining all the time, sometimes we got to sit back. God said he'll give you that peace, and he will, and he does. Give us that peace that surpasses our understanding. And people wondering, all this happened in your life, how can you be so peaceful? It's not you. It's the peace of God.
Amen.
That's from us living the life that God wants us to live. And glory be to God, he remembers us in our hard times. Not that we're not going to go through it. We still got to go through it. God would give us peace in the midst of us going through it. We're so busy whining and crying, so we don't even understand that God has already given us peace.
Amen.
Amen. Right now, don't have any other hands up right now. We're going to pray to God that you all still will be willing to give God thanks. At this time, I'm going to allow Brother D to go ahead with the prayer that he wants to give.
Amen. You know, Brother Dog was seeing how they can go on Facebook and post this and that, but they won't come on and give God thanks. Oh, but Brother Dog, just remember, there's going to come a day.
Glory be to God. Yes, it is.
I truly believe in my heart the problem that we have, dog, is that we have these jobs and they pay us a decent amount of money. We're able to live decent. And some of us have a tendency to believe we're doing it on ourselves. We don't realize if it was not for the Lord, we wouldn't have that job. We wouldn't have their car.
Amen.
We wouldn't have the health and strength to go to their job to be able to do what we do. Some of us are bedridden this morning. They can't get out of bed to eat a Thanksgiving dinner. Some of us going to have nothing for a Thanksgiving. Some of us going to be in a soup line trying to get a Thanksgiving
meal. Come on
meal.
Now. Come
but
on
God
now.
God blessed
come
us
on.
To be able to sit at a table and the table to be spread. And we won't set things.
All right. All right.
But we're going to do it. We're going to get out of here. We're not going to prolong the time today. We want to whisper a word of prayer. And we're going to see how Brother Dog feels after the prayer. Amen. Come on with the prayer.
O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, thou who has been my help in ages past and in times to come, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight. O Lord, my Redeemer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we petition your throne gates on this evening for those that are less fortunate, those that are hospital beauty, those that are prison beauty, those that are homeless. God, we want to say thank you for everything that you've done for us. Coming up through the years, how you brought us out of sin and degradation, delivered our soul from the gates of hell, allowed us to stand and give a testimony and declare with conviction that Jesus lives. That Job said one day, he said, I know my Redeemer lives, and one day I'm going to see him. I'm glad that I was allowed this opportunity to call on your most holy and righteous name. For God, you know what we need and what we have need of. Those that are listening, whatever the situation is, God, you are able to deliver whatever need that they have to meet the need. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray and thank you. There's so many things that I could thank you for, but I don't want to miss none of them, and I don't want to have to go through a long list and prolong the time, but I just want to say thank you. Because you're doing
thank
so
you.
Good. Thank you, God, because you put a
glory
be to
God. Yes.
Clothes on my back. Shoes on my feet. You got to allow me to be in the right mind. Have a mind to support you because you've been good. How you keep on trying to turn around. You just keep right on blessing me. And over and over again. Well, I thank you for these. I thank you for this program. I thank you for those in charge who have a mind to go along and set it up and keep it going. But one thing I'm so glad about, but you sit high on the throne and you look down low. You know for what we have needed, even before we open our mouth to ask it. Yes. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for my son.
Thank
I thank you for my boy. I thank you, Lord, that the seed that I planted has sprouted up, has taken root and sprouted up. I thank you, Lord, for the conviction that he has. I thank you for what he's trying to do. And those that are working with my sister, God bless her heart. She's so full of fire.
Praise
I thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done, all you're doing and all what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the love that you spread. I thank you for your word. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for the wisdom and knowledge to accept that your word
has
eternal life. And I realized one day as a 12-year-old boy, I accepted the call to be your servant. In the name of Jesus, put your arm of protection around me. Hold us in the hollow of your hand. Help us, oh Lord, to be that light that you said we should be. Because your word declared that we are in it and sit on the hill. It cannot be healed. Help us to be the example that you call us up in these last days. Help us to declare your word whatever you decide that it's time for us to do it. Don't let us go on our own. Let us always go according to the move of your Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
Lord. In the name of
Come on, Father.
God, we be so careful. Give your name the praise, the glory and honor that's so rich and divine. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Lord.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Truly, I thank my brother for that
Mother
prayer. Jesus. I tell you, that was a fire prayer, Brother Lenny. That was a fire prayer. Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
you know, I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Because glad of what God has done for him. And he want to let God know that he loves him and he appreciates what he's done. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. We can't even open our mouth and say, Lord, I thank you. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. I thank God for that fire prayer that he just gave us. Hallelujah. Somebody should feel that person. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I tell you, I can holler, hold my peace right now. Hey, glory. Glory be to God. And I just thank and I praise God for the food that he put in my mouth. Somebody need to hold their head up and say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I heard Brother Ben say, you don't have to have a long prayer. Hallelujah. All you got to do is say, God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you
for whatever you're grateful for. We should be grateful to God for everything. Everything in our life. Everything that's not in our life. We ought to be grateful for God for remembering us. Hallelujah. Doing this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank
God.
Truly, 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 we thank my brother.
Yes.
My brother-in-law, actually, but we thank my brother for such a fire of prayer that he gave. Hallelujah. And I tell you the truth, I hope somebody should have felt it. I hear a song that said one time, I wouldn't have religion that I couldn't feel. So, hey, glory be to God. Hey, we say we say it, but we don't feel it. Hallelujah. But you know what? My Bible don't tell me. My Bible tell me that he's fire that shut up in our bones. Glory be to God. Hey, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, Brother Dog, you got to mess up on today because he's such a gracious God. He's a good God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt. tell you, you may not want to open your mouth, but I sure open mine. I'm not ashamed because I'm certain. Hallelujah. I'm looking. Hallelujah. For a home that's not made by man's hand. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. I praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
For waking us up this
grateful.
Morning. For giving Brother Dog a mind and just had his program today just to say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Pop got down.
Glory
to God.
Yes,
sir. Pop. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
Linnea.
Huh?
Yes. Did you
want to
say something? Glory
to God. Baby, I'm trying to hold my peace because you know what?
Glory be to God.
The more I think about how that the Lord is blessing, and I think about I done come to that station in life where the body has become feeble. And I remember we used to sing a song years ago that when I done got old and feeble, Lord, stand by me.
And I
keep thinking about how God keep on blessing me over and over again.
I
told my wife a few days ago, I said, you know, I said, I feel my strength leaving me. My health is going downhill. I said, but you know what? I ain't going to give up. I might give out, but I ain't going to give up.
Yeah.
I said, I'm doing all I can to try to keep my wife and I in this old raggedy house until we go underground. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it gets so hard. These old knees and ankles and shoulders and things don't want to cooperate with me. They cause me more grief than good, but I thank God for that. I said, hey, somebody ain't here to feel what I feel.
That's right.
Come on, man.
You know what? There was something you said earlier about thanking God for the victory and about trying. Yeah, that part of the boy said in that song about I'm trying. You know, I discovered over the years a lot of people mouth said I'm trying, but they didn't do nothing but go through the motion. But look at him. My daddy told me something when I wasn't nothing but a 10-year-old boy. He said, boy, you don't know what you can do until you try. Well, that same thing he told me at 10 as an old man now, I utilize that when something gets a little hard. I said, now, it's hard. And if I try hard enough, I'll make it.
Uh-huh.
And then I look every Sunday morning that God give me strength to get up and go, you'll find me at 7123 South Halsted, New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where my pastor is Lawrence Skinner. And I go there not for Lawrence Skinner and nobody else. I go there because the Bible tells me that they that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
If God can bless me from Saturday to do all the things that I do in the pain that I have, why in the world would I use pain to keep me from going to church and visit and worship with him on a Sunday morning? And then it ain't all day. It's not all day, just a few hours. And I said like this, you can do whatever you want to do if you want to do it bad enough. Because Daddy also said, wherever there's a will, you'll find a way. Think about it.
Man.
Whatever people want to do, they find a way to do it. So listen, you know what I tell y'all? Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them, what they doing, what they doing. Be thankful for the ones that is. Because listen, like my son said a while ago, hey, there's a day coming. Every knee going to bow. Every eye going to see him as he is. And every tongue going to confess, Jesus is Lord. So I tell people, don't worry about what you ain't got. Be grateful for what you have got, because guess what? Somebody ain't got what you got. Somebody got less than you.
Amen.
Somebody got less than you. Listen, I thank y'all for the honor and the respect y'all give to allow me to do what I do with y'all. But bless God. Stand up for the truth, live holy, live righteous. Because I promise you this much, if you do what you're supposed to do, God's going to do his part.
And I thank God. Listen, I think he promised us 3 score and 10. I've been living on bonus for a while.
Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Yes, yes.
And y'all be moving.
Amen. I truly think, Brother Linnell, for that, for the message, for the prayer, just for everything. Because I tell you, I don't know how nobody could sit up in that prayer and hold their peace.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We got to worship him. I heard him say that we got to worship him in spirit and in truth, not with just lip service. Not just lip service. We got to worship him with our spirit because he is a spirit. In spirit and in truth.
And you know what? Speaking of that, the Sunday school lesson for last Sunday, that's what the Lord told Israel. He say he don't smell their offering. He don't accept none of their offerings. He put them in exile. As a matter of fact, they went in captivity for 70 years because they had turned against God and started worshiping idol God.
Amen. And that's what they're doing right now is worshiping idol God rather than worship the God that made heaven and earth, the God that created us. We choose to worship something that's going to burn and be thrown in hell for him. Brother D, I have a request for you, Brother Linnea. Debo, I have a request for you. Debo, I'm going to leave you to give that request.
Amen. You know, my request is that it's just funny how things work out. You know, I tell you all the time, no matter what they say on the background, on the back line, Brother Dog still stands strong.
Mm-hmm.
And he be asking me about Pops. So I don't know how Pops feel today.
Right.
I just love my Pops.
Yeah.
I love my pops.
I had to go on mute, but I was over here. It's like Sister Mary when talking about anything about it. I had to go on mute because I was over here crying. I had to go on mute.
Praise him.
I want to ask Pops today.
Lord.
You know, the Bible says if you don't praise him, you said the rocks will cry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking Pops if I don't know how he feels today, but today I just feel like blessing Brother Dog. I'm asking my pops to hear Brother Dog a verse or two of just whatever song he feels, if he feels like it. I just want to give Brother Dog just a verse or two or something. I don't care what it is.
I'm going to do just a verse of a song that a friend of mine, he dead and gone and in his grave now, but he taught me this song years ago. And it's become a prevalent part of my life because if God would call me right now, ain't nothing I can say. I had a chance. I'm gonna do just a verse of that if y'all don't mind. Yeah, the song says, "If the Lord, if they should call me right now,
come on."
Come on,
the church on Sunday.
Come on, Paul.
I had a chance. On a Monday. Why is the Lord should call me now? Lord knows I've had a chance.
Yes.
That's all you can ask for.
You know, I don't know what Brother D did that for, because around the holidays, a lot of people don't realize it. Holidays are a joyous time for a lot of people, but also holidays is a sad time. Is a sad time for quite a few people too. Now, like I said, I'm not sad, but I'm a lonely person. What I mean by that, I'm here by myself. I don't have a family here, but today I feel like my whole family, because y'all are my family. We're here today, and all I do is pop. Are you saying pop? Are you saying pop? All I need is a chance. Talk to me. Love y'all. Leave me alone, D. I'm messed up right now.
In the name of Jesus. You know, I'm so far away from you, Brother Dog. I can't invite you over to dinner. I'm just too far away from you. But I said, if the Lord just give me a chance today, I could serve you the best way I could.
Oh, man, that's better than food, man.
Pray.
That's better than food. That's spiritual fulfillment. That's better than food.
God is so good to us.
Everybody's on fire today. Everybody's on fire today. Everybody on fire today.
Just two or three are gathered in his name.
Thank you, Sister Fan. Sister Fan just texted me. Thank you, Sister Fan. I love all y'all. Yeah, Sister Mary, you done already been started from today. You started some of this with me. I gotta hit it one time. So, great.
Thank you, Lord.
Close your eyes and praise God. Be grateful. Be grateful for something.
Thinking about the time when I was so far from home, running in the streets.
All right now.
Staying out all night long. Could have been dead, oh Lord. Sleeping in my grave. But Lord, you took care of me deep. And you made old death behave. Oh Lord.
I'm grateful.
I can hear myself.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm grateful.
All of us should have something to be grateful for. Come on, Sister Mary. Bring him in here, Sister Mary.
Glory be to God. Listen, we're going to open it up again for anybody who wants to show God you grateful for this day. Philippians 4:6 said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Brothers and sisters, you need to show that you're grateful.
I'm grateful to have Papa come on and say something. I'm grateful He took out his time to come on, and I'm grateful for Brother D for even thinking to bring him, because see Brother D, I always be asking how Pop doing, you know, even though I never seen Papa, never met him. I feel like he my Pop too. I said, Brother D, how Pop doing? and sister fan and Brother Fan. Brother Fan been with me from the beginning, and that brother, I just love that brother. And Sister Mary and y'all here today, I'm just full of it. I'm full of it. I'm just grateful for all of y'all. I'm just grateful for all of y'all.
Amen.
You know, love can go out over the airways just as well as it can go from one heart to another when you meet face to face. because I never seen you either, but in my heart, there is love for you because there's something about your character that hit me right in my heart. And I said, nah, this man ain't like a lot of other men that I met. He don't talk like a lot of other men that I met, especially men that do what he do. There's a difference in him. And listen, you know what? Jesus told the disciples on one occasion, said, but when they go when they're going into town, said, when you send your spirit out, if it come back to you, hey, leave that place and go somewhere else.
Because
if it don't come, if it don't come back, listen, if it don't come back right, you're in the wrong place.
You don't find no peace.
And y'all know this from living your lives yourself. When you go somewhere and that spirit come back to you that feels compatible with your spirit, you feel like you've been knowing them people for a long time. You maybe done just met them.
Amen. That's true.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I am with Brother Dog. Yeah, I feel like this man, I've been knowing him for eons, and I just met him through my son.
Amen. I agree with you. Amen. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know too many people that would go to the trouble to try to put a gospel program over the airwaves knowing that most people don't pay no attention to that.
All right, man.
Most people want that stuff going on. But you don't find too many folks that want to hear the word of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah,
I don't like to push, like I said, Sister Mary, I've said it on several occasions, I don't like to push religion on nobody because I don't want it pushed on me, but some of these people I see that goes through times and some stuff I see them go through, they should be glad to come on here just to say amen. They can just come on here and say amen. I mean, it you know.
That's right.
I see some people on here now. It'll make me feel good, but you know, I mean, but I'm feeling good now. I'm in a good place right now.
You know what, dog? And you heard me shout out Ross crying out for me. Some of us don't realize we sin every day, but we have an advocate for us that's standing between me and God, and his arms are wide open, his ears are wide open, and he sees all. And all I got to do, no matter what I've done. All I got to do is go to him and say, Father, I sin against him. Will you please forgive me? If I mean it from my heart, not only will he forgive me, he said he'll throw it in the sea of forgetfulness to be mentioned no more. God is just...
Well, I see the highest chapter.
I got to hit it again.
If they only do like we do.
I had to hit it, Sister Mary. I'm sorry, Sister Mary. I had to hit it. I ain't had time to text you, Sister Mary, but Sister Gina's hand is up. Sister Gina's hand is up, Sister Mary.
Amen. Sister Gina, the floor is open. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. And I want to say I am truly grateful. And I want to say you all had an excellent show. And as usual, I'm on here every day, you know, whenever you all have the show. Was a little bit late getting on today, but I made it. Dog, I would like to thank you for doing what you do. Sister Marion, I just love listening to you speak. And the gentleman that was just singing, love your voice. And I want to wish you
that's Pop there. Yeah. Pop can go.
Well, he sure can. So just want to let you guys know that, you know, have an excellent Thanksgiving and enjoy your family time.
Amen. Sister Gina, thank you for coming on. And we just want to say happy Thanksgiving to you. And just to let you know, we love you. I haven't met you. I haven't seen you. But I tell you, anytime I talk to you, it's just like I've known you a long time. And every so often, when you come to mind, you Brother Fan, Sister Fan, and some of the others, when y'all come to mind, I just like to whisper a little prayer for you. You know, keep you uplifted to God. And I thank God for y'all.
I truly appreciate it. Like I said, I'm always on here. I just don't ever, you know, hit the one button all the time. But I'm always listening.
She's always on. She's always on. Always.
Amen. Okay, now we have also Sister Fan. Hello, Sister Fan. The floor is open to you.
Sister Fan, they might be having some trouble. Yeah, Sister Fan, you open. Brother Fan, Sister Fan, y'all mic is open. They might be having, they might be in some bad, in a bad area, though. She texted me and said she wanted to speak, though, Sister Man. Maybe she's in a bad area. Maybe they're in a bad area. But.
Okay, we'll just give her a chance to get what she can talk if she ever gets to that point.
Right.
Yeah, dog. I'm on Will's separate phone, and I'm taking.
Well, then if she texts me that she wants to get on, let me see if I find her.
Yeah,
on her
she's
phone
in a bad area. Yeah, on her phone. Yeah, it on her phone. It's her
phone. Right. Okay. No problem. Go ahead on, Sister Mary. Go ahead on.
I thank God for this service. You know, I didn't know how it was going to go. But you know what? God has blessed in this service today. And I thank God for each and every one that came out and anybody that wanted to give a shout out and let God know, Lord, I thank you.
Hold on. Sister Fan, can you hear me? Sister Fan.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I got it now.
We hear you.
I got
it. I hear. Okay, you got
first
the floor, Sister Fan. Go ahead.
First, giving honor to God. You guys are on fire tonight. Listen.
Praise God.
My husband said, look, they're on here. I was on my show. And when I got off the show, instead of me going in where he was, I just turned my phone on and listen. First and foremost, I want to thank God just for life and for being here.
Yeah.
Because someone somewhere is not getting this chance. I normally stay quiet, Sister Marion, because I want to be spoken to. I want to hear the spirit from those who know God as well as I do. But when Brother Dog said, Thanksgiving is a joyous time, but you have some that are not as happy. But I'm going to tell you something. I can speak from this. Brother D, you are very blessed to still have your father in your life. But so many of us, our parents and our grandparents and siblings and those close to us are in heaven with God now. And I know this time, last year, I probably could not have said this statement. But I thank God for where he has brought me from. I thank God that although my parents and my grandparents are not here, he's given me my immediate family, my husband, family as you, to know that better days are not just coming. They're already here. And if anyone on this line having a hard time, With grateful Thanksgiving. Every day is Thanksgiving. 365 days a year is Thanksgiving. Just because a day has been set aside just to say thank you, it doesn't stop there. Each moment that we wake up, each morning that we wake up, and we wake up with aches and pains and maybe not even understanding which way we should go, we still should be thankful that God has given us another chance to uplift and praise his name. I praise and I thank you guys. Brother Dog, I've always said thank you for having this fruition of this show. Thank you for continuing on, although it has not always been easy. You've been criticized. You've been lied on. You've been abused and misused, but you still get up and you dust yourself off and you continue on with the fruition that God has given you. Sister Marion, I always love hearing you speak. Brother D, I always love hearing you. I miss our very own Brother Howe. I haven't heard his voice, but I'm still going to uplift his name. And your father,
Amen.
Brother D, is amazing. You have that old religious voice. When you start singing, I said, oh, my God. Look
yes.
at the spirit. So continue on. I love each and every one of you. I won't keep you, but all I want to
bless
say
you.
Is but God. But God
bless
is
you.
Still in the blessing business, and
bless
all you have to do is lay yourself aside and let him work on you. Walk by faith and not by
right.
sight, and watch
That's
where you'll end
yeah.
up in. I love each and every one of you, and I'm thankful.
So, Sabrina, you know, Pop done put you in second place, right? You know, Pop the best singer, and then you, and then Sister Marion. Y'all keep on bringing them singers on here. Y'all going to move down. Oh, Pop.
I would let him move me. Look, he didn't get
yeah,
tired.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
I was already dancing. It was amazing. Amen.
Yes, indeed. He not only sung a song, but he prayed the prayer. I tell you the truth.
Oh, I heard him. I did.
And I'm telling you, that's why
I
say.
One thing I want to say, Sister Mary, and I tell you guys this all the time, and I know that my husband is not going to mind me telling this. My husband will do anything to make sure he is on this phone on Wednesday night. It is so important that he gets your word. He gets his uplifting. I'm telling you, y'all don't understand
glory.
The change I have seen in my husband. You don't understand the growth that I have seen in my husband. My husband was not a speaker when it came to God. And so what you have bought out of him, I thank you for it. I thank God for it. Because I'm telling you, I can praise him the rest of my life because I thank y'all. And this show is just not a radio show. It's a family. It's helping people. You might have somebody on here that's deciding to take their life and give up. And it's something we said tonight to make them want to continue to press on, continue to fight. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be upset. But do not let it bind you down. Do
Amen.
Not let
That's
look
right.
to the hills
That's
with courage.
Right.
Your help comes from the Lord. Look
yes,
for it.
Yes.
He'll do it. He'll
yes.
do it. That's all I can tell you. He
Lord
will do it.
Be to God. Thank you so much for that, Sister Fan. And just always remember you and Brother Fan, we love you. We love you, Sister Gina. We truly love each and every one that come out.
Amen.
That is part
Amen.
Of our family. You know,
Amen.
I thank God
Amen.
For it. And you know what, more than anything, I thank God for the love that Brother Fan has for you. I laugh
you.
When I think
I
about
do.
Y'all because I always hear him saying, that's my backbone. That's
Amen.
A blessing right
Amen.
There. Glory
Amen.
To God. It's a blessing.
He can't get rid
it's
of it.
True,
you know that. He can't get rid of it. I'm like,
all right.
I'm
y'all jump the subject.
Thinking to him, huh?
Yeah, thinking to him, y'all.
Oh, God, we truly thank you for that, Sister Ben. Brother Ben.
Yes,
you can have the floor,
yes,
Brother Ben.
I'm on. I'm listening.
Am I speaking with Brother Ben?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the floor is open for you, Brother Ben. You want to give thanks to God? You want to thank God?
I want to thank for the God called Thanksgiving is a thankful thing. So it's a good thing. How I look
Amen.
At life, it's a good thing.
Amen.
We all grateful
yeah.
for him Thanksgiving. If you look at Ray back in the days, so I'm a little back a little bit old when the slavery stuff. No, I didn't go through it, but my grandma, and I was raised them in some hard times. But we
mm-hmm.
always had given, but it was always
mm-hmm.
thankful. Was it?
Yeah.
We always. That is the bottom line.
Amen.
That's all I got to say.
Amen. We thank God for what you just said. Believe it or not, you said a mouthful. I was looking at the verse. before you got on the phone. And this verse says, Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice evermore. It says, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So we should not only thank God on Thanksgiving Day, as Sister Fan was saying, we should thank God every day.
Every day.
We should thank him for the present, the past, and the future. We should thank God for the rough times that we had. Thank him for the good things. Because he is always there. And yes, we should pray nonstop. With everything that going on in this world, we should praise God. I find myself waking up over the night, and the first thing I say is, Lord, I thank you. Because see,
you
I could just be laying there and not wake up.
When I open my eyes, I don't care if I wake up at 2 in the morning, 4 in the morning, my eyes open, I praise
God. Praise
and hallelujah,
Jesus.
That is what being does. Now, I don't care about nobody. I say that what I do. Because he opened my eyes up.
That's right.
I don't care what time of night it is, I do that. I don't care if I go back to sleep. You open up that first time, I praise.
Yes. Yes,
I praise
Lord.
Him.
Thank God. Amen. Amen. I thank God for that. And I wish everybody on this line would, I'm like Brother Dog now. I'm like Brother Dog. Everybody on this line would just open up and just say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Glory
you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Just show him reverence. Let him know you appreciate him.
I do.
Glory
I
be
him.
To
I,
God.
I appreciate him. He know I know. I appreciate him with all my heart. He knows.
Amen. I believe you.
Heart.
I believe you.
All my heart, I believe, he knows. I know we're talking about race, we're talking about biblical side now, but I got faith in
him. Amen.
I got faith
in. If you're not talking, guys, we got a little background noise. If you're not talking, put your phone on mute, please. If you're not talking, put your phone on mute. We got a little background
noise.
Sound
like something is ringing or doing something.
And ain't mine, but I got faith in him. I got faith in dog. I like him. I like it. I just don't talk too much about biblical, but I do know about biblical. I promise you, I do. I don't get into it.
I know
we go stroke for scripture in the biblical. I can do that. I stay away from that and just listen. I just listen and learn from other people. That's what I do.
Amen.
That's
Brother
what
man,
I do.
We truly thank you.
Because I can't know it all.
Amen. We truly thank you for coming on tonight, and the floor is open for anyone else who want to say thank you, Jesus. Anybody else who want to just open their mouth and look up to God and praise him for everything that he has done for you, that he is doing for us. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So I thank God for each and every one that came out tonight, even the ones that didn't say anything. I thank God for you. It was a blessed day. I thank God for his grace and his mercy. And I thank God for Brother D, who wanted to take a few minutes just to show reverence to Brother Dog, because he just always thinking about how he could help us go do better, do more. And I thank God for that. I mean, I know it's not easy for him all the time, but I thank God for Brother Dog, for truly, I can say I love you, Brother Dog. I have never seen you. But unlike Pops, unlike Yanea, you seem more like family than anything else. Glory be to God. And I know all of us call you when someone on our mind and talk to you about everything. But I thank God for you because you are different.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Well, sister,
you just one
sister Mary, if you finna close out, I want to play your song, your intro song, one more time. And before we close out, I want to play that song and let everybody who wasn't listening in the beginning, maybe they should listen again. That's a song I think they should be repeated, if you don't mind, before you close out. I want to play your
Amen.
Song that I played for your intro. So
Amen.
Let me know when I can play it. Let me know when I can play it.
Okay. I'm going to do a closing prayer, and I'll do my announcement. Brother D, go ahead and do your announcement.
Amen. As always, we truly thank you all for coming in today to fellowship with us. When I say I have truly enjoyed today, I have enjoyed myself. I think everyone know me, know I love to hear my pop sing. I have truly enjoyed that. I was so glad to be able to do a little something for Brother Dog because he do so much for us. Now, I want to invite you all over, as always, to tomorrow. We have stated that we will have a service tomorrow. I don't know how long we're going to go, but we will have God's plan tomorrow, same time, 5 o'clock central. And you know what I'm going to say after that, if you don't get enough and you make it to your church home Sunday.
Are you there, Brother D? You kind of fell out on us.
Yeah.
Okay. He'll come back, I guess. But I'll finish his announcement. Be with us again on Tuesday night, every Tuesday, for Brother D and his gospel hour.
I'm over here just talking to me in the phone more hole. I didn't even know what I gave a whole seal.
Oh,
Lord. I done talk from the time you told me to give
me a name. No, we heard you. We heard you all the way until you said go to church on Sunday. We heard you all the way up to there. We heard you all the way to there.
Amen. I just wanted to invite those, like I said, go find your church home on Sunday if you don't have one. Get in the Bible teaching, Bible believing, Bible preaching the Word of God, the uncut truth, Word of the Lord Almighty. And as you like me, if you don't get enough, come back and fellowship with us Tuesday at the same appointed time. And if it's not my will, not Marty's will, not even Bishop Thompson's will, not even Brother Dawg's will, but if it be God's will, we will truly have a word from the Lord for you. Amen?
Amen. And I just want to announce, be with us again on next Wednesday night, same time, same channel, for our time for reflection. And as always, God has a word for you. And I guess you wonder why I say that all the time. Every time we open our mouth to get his word, that word is for somebody. Father God, right now in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, we thank you for this day, Father God. Father God, we thank you for giving a mind, Father God, just to say, Lord, I thank you. Father God, we thank you for each and every one that came out and the one that opened their mouth and acknowledged the goodness of the Almighty God. Father God, I just want to say we thank you. Father God, we thank you for remembering us on this day, Father God. Father God, and we ask you to continue to bless, Father God, bless the sick, the needy, the young, the old, the poor, the homeless. Father God, bless your people all over the world. Father God, go to the nursing home, Father God. Father God, someone laying up their family have not even bothered to come see about them. Father God, and we ask you to bless in the house, Father God. Father God, and just continue to bless in the White House, Father God. Bless around the world, Father God. Father God, and we thank you. Father God, bless each and every one, Father God, that come to bring your word, Father God, on this broadcast, Father God, on the Gospel Hour with Brother D, on God's Plan with Brother Eric. Father God, and we know you're able. Father God, we thank you, and we praise your holy name, Father God, and truly we love you, Father God. We love you, Father God, because we know you are everything to us. And without you, we are nothing. Father God, we thank you, Father God. I thank you. I love you, and I will forever praise your holy name. I will forever lift you up. I will forever make a joyful noise unto you, Lord. So hallelujah, Jesus, Father God. And I thank you and I praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And thank God.
Amen.
Glory to your God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Dog, go ahead with your song. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your God. Hallelujah. In your hands, Brother Dog.
Okay, I'm going to play this intro song. We got a lot of noise, guys. Put your phones on mute, please, guys, if you're not talking. I'm going to open all the mics back up, but then put your phone on mute. I just want y'all to listen to this song because this was a very inspirational song. And Sister Mary sent it to me a long time ago, but I really didn't listen to it. But when I listened to it today, it did something to me. So I'm just going to play this song for the people that maybe went on earlier. But we don't mind hearing it again. Here we go. Open everybody's mics back up.
Lord, I'm singing your praises day after day while I travel this old lonesome narrow way. Oh Lord, Lord, I need you to hold my hand and help me gain the victory when it's all over, Lord. Lord, remember me. Lord, have mercy right now. Sometimes it's so hard to bear, but Lord, 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 you promised if I'd live right, you would answer my prayer. Oh Lord, Lord, I want you to save my soul, so I will be free when it's all over, Lord. Lord, remember me. Oh, please, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, remember me.
Pajo, you came in a little late, Pajo. Is it something you wanted to say, Pajo? You came in a little late, homeboy. Pajo, you got something you want to say, Pajo? My homeboy. Pajo, you there? You buzzed in a little late there. Is it something you want to say? Come on off mute. Pajo. All right, he ain't got nothing. So Sister Marion, I want to tell you today has been a very memorable service. It was outstanding. It was uplifting. It was outstanding. And I appreciate everything. It makes me upfeeling. I want to thank Emily for coming on, and I hope she continue to try to do the best she can and be the best person she
Amen.
Can. None of us is perfect. We all of us. It was a work in progress. But we just want to hope we can do the same thing. Want to appreciate Brother Ben for coming on. But you know, I'd mute Brother Ben because Brother Ben talk more than I do. He talk more than y'all. He must be some kin of y'all. Of course, Sister Gina. We want to thank Sister Gina. And as always, Brother Fan and Sister Fan, we always thank them. But yeah, Brother Ben talk more than all of us together now. I muted everybody but you, Sister Mary. So with that being said, Sister Mary, we can go ahead and conclude the ceremony. Hope all families out there have a wonderful and prosperous Thanksgiving and just bless the Lord. If you ain't got a big meal or something, just thank the Lord for having breath in your body. That's something to be thankful for right there.
Yes. Amen.
So,
all right.
Mary, go ahead and give us your final words for this holiday season, and we'll see you next week. Go ahead, Sister Mary.
Amen. I just thank God for this day, and I thank God for the time that you join us, each and every one, just to say, Lord, I thank you, not only on Thanksgiving Day, but on every day of the week. And I pray to each and every one of y'all be blessed on Thanksgiving with bountiful food. Glory be to God and blessings to God. Remember to thank God for everything that he do for you. And God will, we will be with you again on next week. Back into your hand, Brother Dog.
All right. Thank you, Sister Mary, and have a happy holidays. Thank you, Sister Mary.
Amen. Happy the holidays to you all, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, guys. I'm gonna hit this right quick there. I call on all y'all. I gotta hit this song one more time. It's my theme song. Brother Ben, you old. Five-year-old, you old. Y'all came in late, but y'all over me. Y'all want to get them. I'm just gonna play a little bit of this song, man. I'm just gonna play a little bit. This is me, man. This is me. I gotta play a little bit. Brother D, if you sit on there, tell Papa I love him, man. Tell Papa, go ahead and get him some rest. Brother D, tell Papa, go get him some
Thinking
rest.
Thinking about the time when I was so far from home, running in the streets, staying out all night long. Could have been dead, oh Lord, sleeping in my grave. Well, Lord, you took care of me deep, and you made old Debbie hay. Oh, Lord.
I'm grateful.
I can't help it, though. I'm grateful. I know God brought you from a long way. It's been a little rough on me, y'all, but God been good to me. Anybody has always been good. So many times I was in the streets, didn't even take time to pray. But Lord, you took care of me, Jesus, and you kept home out of my way. Ooh, yeah. I know. It was you that had my back. Thank you, Jesus. A 24-hour security. Could God be like that? Just like ice around my heart. I've got a cold, cold feeling, yeah. It's just like ice around my heart. I know I'm gonna quit somebody. Every time that feeling starts.
And I'll say right now that I go by myself.
I can't turn back.
In a world of sin.
In a world of sin.
I wouldn't take nothing.
I wouldn't take nothing.
Not silver. Not even gold.
I wouldn't take nothing.
Nothing for my journey now.
I've got to make it.
I'm gonna make it to heaven somehow.
Bye.
too, young man. But I got a mother waiting for me over there. I want to see mama again.
I'm too close.
Oh, glory be to God.
I'm too close.
Sonny, I want to see mother again.
I want to see my loving mother again.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, I'm too close. When I get over there,
I'm gonna
see myself shaking hands.
Hello there. How you doing?
Shaking hands.
Oh,
with all my
friend,
I'm so close.
How close are you tonight, son?
I can feel
Jesus
breathing on me. Love.
What has he done for you lately?
He died for me.
All right, guys, I'm back. Yeah, my baby was thinking something was wrong with me. It was just, Brother D said it a long time ago, you know, once you get in that moment, it's hard to get out of that moment, boy. I was in a pretty good mood there. So I want to appreciate everybody out there and hope all your families out there together. Hope everything is okay with you. Hope everybody get enough to eat out there this week, you know. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good. And all right, guys, that was our pre-Thanksgiving ceremony for today. Come out pretty good. Brother Fan, get over out of here because, you know, them guys might act a fool. You know, when kid come on, he might act a fool. Me and your mic go. Thank you for coming on. Pa Joe, I asked for you. You didn't want to say nothing. You must have been busy cooking over there. Pa Joe, you still there? 662-3384,
yeah.
Who we got?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I asked you. You didn't tell that note.
Yeah, I was tell you, when y'all, and I know it's a little late now, when y'all say it's God's will,
right.
It is God's will. Call. I was just going to call a friend of mine. I was out there
too.
And
right.
I came in call, and the son called. I was like, well, his phone must be missing. Now, his son called and said, hey, I called and tell you your friend just passed.
Oh, man. That's why I be telling people. That's why they say you don't wait too long. Cause see, if you had went on call him early, you know you never know though, Pajo. But that's
yeah,
why if you got something you got to do, go ahead and do it. Don't wait too long.
Yeah.
You good though? You good?
That's all I want to tell y'all. What y'all speak on these shows be the truth, and that's why you know take time out of your life to listen to God's word or listen to people speak. Because you never know when you might need to fall back on that stuff. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. We all got to fall back one day. I don't care who he is. One day you're going to always got to fall back.
Yeah.
It is what it is. All right, homie. Godspeed to you. Be good, man. Be good. Kid, what you got, kid? I know.
I thought I was at a Taylor Swift concert.
No, man. Taylor Swift don't even sound like that. Come on, kid. Taylor Swift, man, that... She was out there kissing the coach and stuff, man. What's up, kid? What's going on, Mike? Man out there. What up, Jim?
That wasn't Taylor Swift. That was Rod Wave. What up, dog?
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah. It is what it is. How y'all doing? Happy Thanksgiving to y'all, brother.
What a turkey, that, dog.
Man, I hate turkeys, man. I ain't eat no damn turkey, man. I told you, give me a ham, man. I don't want no doggone turkey, man. Don't forget one thing, Juice Man. I've been your age, you ain't been mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, you know, you got to watch your blood pressure.
Hey, I've been your age, you haven't been mine. You need to watch your blood pressure. Yes, sir. Juice, how old are you?
33. Probably younger nigga.
No, I'm double your age. I'm double your age, so you need to watch your blood pressure. Eat all them steroids, that triggers and everything. Hey, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give somebody, a free ticket. Hold up. I'm going to give somebody a free ticket if they can tell me within, they got to tell me within 20, 30 seconds because I don't want them to Google it. I'm going to give them a free ticket to No Guts, No Glory if you can tell me why do at Thanksgiving they use turkeys instead of chickens and geese and stuff. Why do they use turkey?
I can answer.
Because they were the
pig. Answer the question. Don't say, Ben, just answer the question quick. You ain't got much time.
Hold on. Let me answer. Back in the days, we ain't had no turkey. We only had chicken. And
wrong answer. The reason they use turkey is they said it because it can feed more people. It's bigger than a goose and a chicken, and it can feed more people. That's why they use turkey.
I agree with what I said, dog.
No, you didn't. No, I ain't.
No, you didn't.
My phone.
Right, that's what they said. That's why they use turkeys, because they could feed more people with turkeys. But I don't like no damn turkey.
Who said that?
That's why they use turkeys.
That's what they're saying.
That's not what I asked you. I said, who said that?
Willie Dog said it.
Well, shit. Yeah. The words that come out your mouth, they're not lost. I don't have to believe that what comes out your mouth, do they, or what?
You didn't. That ain't the question you asked, boy. You asked who said it. I did. Now, go ahead, Flop. Boy, I ain't cursing today. But y'all don't get me started.
I don't want to talk if you ain't cussing. You don't feel like on, no Flop, regular conversation
like
if
Flop.
You ain't.
Come on,
hey,
Flop.
Don't
do me
like
that, Flop. Don't do me like that, Flop.
Hey, I really just came on here to speak to Ben. What's up, Ben?
Come on, man. You got to leave Ben alone, man. Come on, man.
I want you to have
I like Ben, man. I like Ben.
I just told you I wish you a happy Thanksgiving your family.
Same to you, bro.
I'm looking for Ben. I read you like what Ben said about you. I don't know if that's smart guy. Is that the part you like? No.
Hey, I really like what he was going in my ass telling me, hold on, I can teach you something there if you listen.
Yeah.
All I know,
no,
I told
Ben.
Dog, I know your name. I couldn't think it right then. I said, that's smart guy.
Yeah.
If Flop was laying back in the cut, Flop was scared to say something at first. He wouldn't come out of the bushes.
I was just laughing so hard when he said, he drive a truck and he got a Mustang. And I said, I know he talks about me, but I ain't got none of that.
Yeah.
Well, I said what I
heard.
Had.
That voice,
you asked me what I had.
When he heard that voice, I know your voice.
Kid said something, he talked to kid.
Like it was me. He said, no, that ain't the voice.
Yeah.
That's right. I know your voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, when they be frying them turkeys, they have to put them turkeys in there froze, right? They can't put them in there thawed out, dude. They have to put them in that deep thing froze.
No, you have to thaw them out.
When do they blow up? When they thawed out or when they ain't thawed out?
When they ain't thawed out, really, completely.
When they go up and all that grease come out, they when they ain't froze.
Yeah. One dude did one and messed up him and two or three of his old people around there. They was staying right there.
About a whole thing.
He didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
That's right. Thawed out.
Get your pot. Fill it with water. And put the turkey down there and see your fear level. Take it out. Mark it when you put the turkey in there. Take it out and put your grease in there to that mark and make sure you dry that turkey.
When do you stick that needle in?
Well, you can get some you stick it in there, or you can get the one with the little button that pop out when it's done. Or you can time it 3.5 minutes per pound.
Oh, is you talking about injecting him, dog? See,
well, you know how you see
them in it.
They put
B.O. butter and all kind of shit in them, dog.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Chicken broth.
Yeah. I, got, I got one sitting here, not man, a 24-hour brand. So, a different method.
So I remember when it came popular for them to do them the deep fried chickens like they was doing. But before that, then, do deep fried chickens taste better than one that grandma used to cook in the oven? Do they? Which one tastes the best?
It's to your own preference.
It depends on what you do. If you put that joke in the oven bag and take it out and put it on broil and get that skin like it's been fried.
You want to get brown, that way you put on broil. You want it brown on top, that way you put on broil.
Yeah. Just that. Just like a big pocket shot.
I know how to cook a little bit.
I went to the 100 baked ham thing today to get me a half a ham and everything, and they were sold out.
Sold out?
I waited too late. Yeah, I was going to get me a ham for ham, kid. I didn't care what nobody. I don't care if I had to get the rest of it to the dogs. I had a craving for a dog, some of that brown cures, whatever that be on them damn, on that ham, boy. That on that, boy.
Brown sugar.
Whatever.
Brown sugar.
Yeah,
ham glaze.
I just cut the edges off and eat all the edges. I cut all the edges off and eat the edges.
Honey, maple smoke.
They brought me one tonight. They brought me one tonight for a gift. I'm going to cook it tomorrow. I'm going to cook it in the morning. I'm going to cook it.
Well, you waiting a little long to be cooking.
Now
tomorrow.
I like cooking early in the morning. When I get to them, I want it hot. I get up early in the morning and cook it. So when I go
some
to
y'all don't
take
know
it
how
to
make,
my mother,
some of y'all don't know how to
hot.
Make that. I know. Some of y'all don't know how to make that good old dressing, boy. That good dressing. I ain't talking about the stove box stuff.
Oh yeah, man. Cornbread stuff.
Some people and I don't eat. Yeah, and I don't eat everybody. Potato salad, but if you cook some good potato salad, woo, Lord. Give me some potato salad, some dressing, some ham, and some
cranberry sauce.
Slice it down there cranberry sauce, and add my doggone and potato pineapple. My potato pineapple.
No,
potato salad.
Potatoes.
Yes, sir.
When you
potato salad, too, they must don't boil the potatoes.
Well, you know that potato.
Well, you know what, kid? That's the main thing wrong with potato salad that I noticed.
The
damn potatoes don't be soft enough, man. They don't be soft enough. They be hard and stuff, man. And that messed me up. I don't be wanting that potato salad.
You got to boil your potatoes, man.
Yeah. Boy, that's why people you talking about some. Come over to the house. We gonna cook. No, I ain't coming. I ain't eating at your house.
Oh, you can't eat. Everybody's cooking now. You can't
right.
eat. Everybody's cooking.
Hey, dog, what's the number one thing you're going to see less of this year at people's houses?
Turkey.
On the dinner table.
Turkey.
A lot of people don't eat chitlins. I don't know, Flop. Talk to me.
But I'm saying you're going to see less of them because they done went from $5 a bag to
$45. You got that right, Flop.
Now, let me ask you something, Flop, since you talking about that up. Do you like hog maw or
chitlins? Hold up. What you talking about, Flop? Hold up. What you talking about, Flop?
Chitlins.
What you talking about, Flop?
Chitlins. 10-pound bag.
Oh, okay.
10-pound bag.
Yeah.
But
look,
you're not answering the question. You like hog maw or chitlins?
You didn't give me time. The other gentleman was
talking,
sir.
Well, I know. They jumped in.
I like my chitlins with a little hog maw in it.
Yep.
Right on, Flop.
I like it, but with me, I don't want.
Now I'm gonna tell you what.
I don't want chitlins. I like hog maw. I like meat.
Okay, let me tell you about chitlins now. Now, I used to love chitlins like they used to be back in the day. They used to be big.
Yeah.
Now, like you have to cut them up fine now and put them in with rice. Now you got to cut them up fine and put them in rice. Throw that hot sauce on them.
Dog, it depends on what brand you buy, cause them Aunt Bessie's in the bag. They big like they used to be in the old days.
Okay. Right.
Now, dog,
right.
When you first start off with chitlins, you got to make sure you clean them, buddy. You got to make sure you clean them.
Yeah, I know. But now when you buy them now, they be done already. Most of the time, clean them at the store.
No,
please. Don't try that.
That's why a lot of jokers don't stop eating them now, because some people don't know how to clean them damn things.
A lot of people don't.
Hog maw got a lot of fat on it. Hog maw got a lot of fat. If you don't have a lot of
fat on too. That's why Flop said you add them in. That fat put some seasoning into that thing.
Yeah, but you got to clean it. You got to clean that hallmark. Hallmark got a lot of fat on it. A lot.
Chitlins have a lot of fat on too.
And then you get with it. Then you, when you go boil it, you ain't going to see none of that stuff in that pot. None of it.
All right, Flop, which one you like best? Pecan pie, sweet potato pie. Pecan pie, sweet potato pie, Flop. Pecan or sweet potato?
I like pecan.
Okay. Man. It's a toss-up. It's a toss-up for me, dog.
I like pecan.
Yeah.
I'm a pecan.
Pumpkin pie.
If I get to joke with a pumpkin pie, I'm going to beat the shit out of it.
Yeah,
I'll eat it. Now, kid, I got messed up 1 year. You know, them pumpkin pies, you know, I thought.
They almost look alike that good old sweet potato pie. I could have put the whole slice in my mouth and knocked the cold up, man.
There was a damn pumpkin pie. I thought it was sweet potato. They almost look alike. Sweet potato pie is a little darker.
You know what made chitlins and oxtails and stuff like that go up?
I like it, though. I like oxtails.
Yeah.
I love them.
Black people start liking them.
No, yep. I'm going to tell you. Oh, listen. The same thing that made growth rate slow up.
What's that?
The internet.
Oh, no, okay.
What?
When they start seeing, they start making them gourmet chitlins, and now they're on the internet.
All right, Ben, I done told you about them doggone kids back there, Ben. I know that's you with them kids back there, Ben.
Who is that, Pat Joe? You're right, because it's a place in Alabama that they say people drive from miles around to get gourmet chitlins.
Yeah, Rico.
Gourmet chitlins? What you say, Flop? Gourmet chitlins?
What's gourmet about them, Flop?
They got bell peppers, onions, celery, all type of stuff mixed up.
They do that. Well, a lot of people do that anyway.
Yeah, but it got to that internet, and people started seeing it. Like Flop said, they come from all out of town to buy them. They pre-order.
Hey, all and then stuff. What happened is this. It don't take but a few people to say, oh, yeah, I bought some, and I looked at them real good, and they was clean. They didn't look like they had no shit on. Like, the people cleaned them good. Oh, that's the selling point right there. That's the selling point. Yeah. You can buy them and they clean.
Ain't no way in the world nobody gonna sell me no motherfucking gourmet chitlins.
I've been smoking all
that gourmet.
But
10 minutes here then. Okay. 10 minutes here. Now, when kids say it, right there killed me when they said gourmet. That's the same thing. Why would you go to a Chinese restaurant and order a steak? Why would you go to a Chinese restaurant and order a steak?
He's crazy. If you do crazy.
Well, hold on, dog. Hey, dog, it's a good answer to that one now. And you might not agree with it, but if you go to Chinese place and order a steak, it's probably going to be a little cheaper because it's going to be your neighbor's German Shepherd.
Oh, you got that pit bull. Come on, flop with that drum. Come on, flop with that
drum. Come on,
flop.
You can't be going.
Come on, flop.
Oh, shit.
They're going to save the drum like a real bat. They're going to save the drum like a real
bat.
Man,
you can't say that.
I'm
not going
to say that when they start saying gourmet chitlin. Now, we all in the country from the black chitlin. No doggone way. We don't want no doggone gourmet chitlin, man. Come on, man.
Nope.
Y'all going too far with that now.
What the hell? How you going to make them gourmet and I can't make them gourmet?
That's just the selling point,
y'all.
Well, it's flop. They can't sell that shit to me.
They don't. Hey, kid, I like that. They're literally, they can't sell that shit to you. They ain't going to do nothing more to them than somebody else
than I can do. Than I can do.
Bell pepper, onion, or something.
Some celery.
What makes them gourmet?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Bell pepper, stuff in it, all that type of stuff.
I guess the presentation, dog.
Give me a chef on there. Give me a chef on there, Flop, give me a chef on there. I want to know what makes them gourmet.
Now, look up the word gourmet, dog.
What can they put in them? Some bell peppers, some celery.
Like the teacher told me in school, The teacher told me that, you know, I couldn't spell the word. Then he told me to look it up. I'm going to look up a word. If I can't spell it, I'm going to look it up.
Get close to it as you can. We got smartphones. G-O-U-R-M-E-T.
We'll know who we get to spell it. I ain't gonna call
him, man.
Pie Joe, since you're on here, tell me where does an oxtail come from?
Yeah,
that's
a cow.
It's a pig, man.
Huh?
A pig, cow, ain't no ox.
That's what we know. That.
Oh,
everybody asked that question the other day.
A bull?
Brother D, you don't want to be in this conversation now. We don't want you on here in this conversation. I done told you.
No.
What you want, Brother D?
Dog, I just come here to say something that I probably shouldn't say, really. But I'm going to say it anyway.
That's why I didn't want
you
to
say it.
You know what? I'm not going to say it because I'm not going to stop you. I'm going to keep that to myself. I'll tell you in the background, dog.
Hey, dog, I'm going to tell you some real talk. Like, I live where I live at. We got dairy, right? We got all the cows and everything. The tail is where they get the odd tail from. The middle of the night, when they would, like, give it away, but all the black people were eating that.
Odd tail come from a cow?
Cow tail.
Yeah,
I'm telling you some real talk, man.
So why do they call it an ox?
I don't know.
Why do they call it an ox? I don't care nothing about how they call it. I live in this community where we got all these dairy cows, and they cut the tail off, and they be ox tail. Let me tell you something else. You know how back in the day,
somebody Google it.
I'm telling you some real talk. You know what? They never eat pork rib. They give all of it, and they butcher the hogs, all that. Like with the ox tail, we call it with the tail of the cow. They were like giving up a little nip. That's right.
Can you tell
and now,
me?
Guess what?
You call a bull,
they eating it now. They eating it now. You can't
bull.
Even go buy it no more. At the butcher
can you
block,
tell,
you can't never
can
go
you,
buy
are you
it.
Ready,
no.
you t- ben, can you tell me why they call it an ox tail?
Y'all, hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute.
Are you ready for it?
Where you come from? Come on, D. Come on.
Ox tail is the tail of a cow. A long time ago, it came from the tail of an ox. But now it comes from the tail of a cow of either sex, male or female. The tail is skinned and cut into sections. Each section has a tailbone with some marrow in the center. And a bony portion of the meat surrounded the tail. So it used to come from an ox, now it comes from the cow. But that's why it originally came from an ox itself, so it lets me know they still get it from an ox. They just add the cow to it.
So
in other words,
what you're telling me is it comes from it originally came from an ox, then it came from a cow. What about a bull? What about a bull?
A bull ain't nothing but a male cow.
Yeah, get real.
What is a bull?
That's why I go from ox to pig tail.
All right then. Yeah, ox tail ain't nothing but a cow.
That's all the fuck it is.
I mean, we just read where it originally came from the ox, now it comes from the cow, which means they get it from the ox and the cow. That's what they're telling you.
But ox is, it ain't going to be the ox is running over.
Ox is a cow, though.
There you go.
This is where we figured it out as kids. You remember Paul Bunyan, the story about Paul Bunyan, and he used to have ox. Them weren't nothing but some big-ass cows, man.
Number of a goddamn cow. That's all it was, a fucking steer.
What the ox name was?
Yep. Shit, I don't remember.
Was it Big Ben?
I want to say it was.
It ain't Big Ben,
though.
I'm not sure where you coming from.
What was Paul Bunyan ox? What was he, you think?
Yeah.
All right, B, get on your job, B. You the Google man tonight, B. You the Google man. Come on, twins.
A goddamn bull. A bull ain't nothing but a male cow. That's all it is.
That's what it says.
Blue.
That's all. It says,
his name was Blue.
Okay, it says,
Blue, that's it.
Come on with it, D.
I can't. It says an ox is a much larger, heavier, and muscular than a cow.
cows, while larger than a heifer, became because they have given birth and smaller than oxen. So you tell me what it is. It says ox versus a cow. What are the differences? Let's see what the Google says.
Okay, what about an ox? What about an ox versus a bull? What about an ox versus a bull?
You the Google man, because hey, you don't discuss nothing. You just give the definition.
If I stand next to Andre the Jag, and he a gigantic motherfucker, we still both men, ain't we?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Got a point. Yeah.
Yep.
He just a big motherfucker. Them women, they call them women. Oh, man, she a Amazon. She thick and big and tall.
Yeah.
She's still
right,
a lady.
Right.
But she's still a female.
Right.
Still a female.
So what's the problem?
But I really think ox have become extinct as far as the actual size of them or being that large, or they very rare now.
Google said ox and a cow is different from each other.
What's the difference in them, D?
I'm trying to see now.
All right.
Google don't know shit. Don't. He'll tell us what he wants us to know. Hey,
yes,
Google got us messed up now. Google told me I was wrong. I didn't believe that shit to Ben said I was.
All right, I'm trying to warn you now.
That's a compliment, Ben. Goddamn, man.
But no, I like you, though. I know. Lord, I like you, though.
Ben, you got to get that joke, Ben. Ben, you got to get him, Ben. You got to get him.
I like him. No, I came in with like, I like him.
You heard me, dog?
Hell out of Ben.
Hold up. We got a definition coming in. Hold up. Come on, Ben.
They say an ox is much larger and heavier and muscular than a cow.
We just heard that already.
Both of them got four legs, a tail, and some horns. They could have horns. Am I right?
But the thing we have to listen to one word, though. Actually, two words. We do the compound word that says much different. So if they're much different, they can't be the same. To a point, in a sense. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, what's making them different?
Does it say what's making them different? It's different in the beef. That's fact.
What's the difference in them, Ben?
What's the difference?
Okay, what's the difference,
like,
Ben?
I tell you what.
I'm trying to get back on the
Hold on. I'm going to ask you, like, you like ribeye, right?
What's the difference in them, Ben?
I'm going to show you. Hey, look, hold up. I'm gonna educate a little bit. We ain't got no white in. I cut a steak. It ain't got no white. If you go look in a steak, you want a little white in it.
You want some marrow.
It ain't got no
marrow.
White in it. Membrane, membrane in it. You ain't got enough in it. You ain't got enough.
No, it ain't the same.
Hey, Key.
Yeah. Well,
it's a real talk now.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Go to the race. And
yeah.
It's a small block shootout. You got
yeah.
a motherfucking 267 V8. And I got a 4600 four space small block. Goddamn. I still got a small block, ain't it?
Correct. Correct. It's not my fault.
Hold up, man. Google back. Come on, Google.
It's gonna get confusing to you guys. Now listen to this here. It says ox versus a cow. What are the difference from A to Z animals? Okay, put simply, an ox or an oxen, if you're talking about more than one, is any cattle over 4 years of age that has been trained to do work. That's an ox. Now look what it says here. It says what is an ox and a cow are the same thing. A female is a female cow, castrated male is a steer. A male is a bull, and an ox can be any of the above, although most usually it's a castrated male.
You got a gay cow.
Hold up. Brother B, read it next time. Yes, now give it to us in layman's term. Give it to us in layman's term.
In layman's term, it's saying an ox
is a castrated cow.
In other words,
you
a
can't
slave
be both.
To do work. But if you go to that other sentence, didn't it say an ox can be either or, a male or a female?
Oh,
male
Lord.
Or female.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, in other words, an ox is gay. Is that what you're trying to tell me? An ox is gay.
No, an ox can be a male or a female. It was once disseminated by size or work ethic. Now, and I'm just it out and heard, but an ox can be
talk
both.
To me, Slop. Talk to me.
An ox can be both, a male or a female. But usually it refers to, like D said, a castrated a bull or a male.
Castrated bull, yes. Yeah. I'm just reading what it says here.
But
hey,
it says,
hey, D ain't on the phone. That's Google. That ain't D. Hold up. That ain't D. That's Google, Flop. His name Google today.
Okay,
D
says,
come on here.
Is an
I tell you what.
Technically,
don't
beef,
listen to me. Like, hold on. I know I'm a country guy.
As draft animals.
Be quiet. Be quiet, Ben. Can you get through? Be quiet. Can you get through?
Most are castrated. Cattle used as draft animals are called oxen. Most are castrated adult bulls. Says when slaughtered, the meat produce would be beef just like any other cattle. So ox is beef.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing here now. Says they have different tastes. Yeah. It says, is an ox like a bull? A bull is an adult male. So it goes back to what we just saying. An oxen is a castrated male.
Oh, man. Not the gay.
To be a drafted animal, which is a work
not
animal.
Not the gay ox. Lord, that
is a female ox called a calf?
In layman's terms,
ox is used to be singular. Yeah, that's what it's coming down to.
And dog, and I'm giving the analogy just like in the race world. I show up with a 267 V8 from a 1981 Malibu. It's a small boot. Bro, D show up with a 4600 bore space, motherfucker, and it's 600 inches.
4.6.
It's a small block.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't deny it. We still got the same thing under the big
right.
title, but then we got a lot of subtitles.
Right. So I wish people would stop hollering about goddamn oxtails. Just call them cowtails.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something that I know for a fact. Like my neighbor.
Now, here says,
hold up.
Oxen are commonly castrated adult bull cow.
You can't tell them about
castration right, inherit testicles.
We
Jersey bull nuts.
Hold up. Let me ask one more question. Hey, D, I mean, Google, read it and then give it to us in layman's terms. But hold on, let me ask a question before you get an answer.
Okay.
Why, D, if it ain't never that, why are they so high? Why are they so high?
Just like children. They don't draw the price over much.
Let's see what it means. So let's see what Google said about that. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm telling you what I know. They were getting away. I'm telling you what I know. They were getting away.
Anything popular, they can make profit off of. Or whoever can make profit off of.
They were getting away.
Hey, dog. My
brother Pajo said it 3 minutes ago.
It's a gimmick, dog. It's a promotional gimmick because, let me give
you
an example.
You won't pay for it.
Chitlins wasn't nothing but cow goods in a fucking bucket full of shit.
They throw them away.
For $5 a bucket. Now you got motherfuckers in restaurants calling them gourmet chitlins, and they cost you $50 for a fucking small plate of them.
Tell me about the big tails and the ribs.
Now,
the
same thing. Like
now,
you tell a motherfucker he eating a cow tail, well, you're going to have to charge him the price of regular beef. But if you say
you
ox tail, like he got something real or exotic.
Right.
You can tag $35 on it.
That's all the fuck it is, Flop.
Hey, Flop.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
My brother Pat George just said it a few minutes ago.
That's a high-class
name. The question says, what is an oxtail and why is it so expensive now? And the simple answer that they get, but Pat George just said it, is why do oxtail, why have oxtail prices gone up? The cost of oxtails has gone mainstream. With it come growing prices, which is with some attributes to the cut of meat becoming more mainstream, which is what Bro Pajo just said a few minutes ago. It's the, it's the world we live in.
Now, if I was into oxtails, you know what I would go tell? You know what I would go ask the butcher? I want me some goddamn cowtails. Don't give me no oxtails. Can you do that for me?
No, we don't
sell shit. It costs about $13,000. Is an oxtail worth it? I mean, you got a lot of stuff on
there. You're in a high-class strip joint. Any guy on there? You got plenty of money. You're in there. Blow job, $10. Fellatio, $120.
Right.
Which one you going to pick?
Yep. Now look what it says here. It says, "In oxtail, is an oxtail just beef?" It says, "In the old days, oxtails came from oxen, but today it is simply the tail of beef, of both genders.
Yep. Yep.
These oxtails dating back as far as the consumption of beef, when all of the animals used and no parts was put to waste." That's where chitlins come from. And for those that don't know, you know, what the white man used to do, and I'm not getting into a racist thing, but the white man actually gave the black man the chitlins to clean his animal, and he laughed at the black man. It was a joke.
Right.
Because he thought he was really getting over on the black man. He discovered that black woman was at home making a meal out of it. And that's we can't give you that. So they stopped giving the black man that, and they started giving him the hog brain. Well, they discovered later on that he was making a meal out of that. So they stopped doing that. All this stuff was garbage. And I got that from my grandfather, who was born in 1917. You know, that's how I do it.
Same thing with pig feet and pig ears. Same goddamn thing.
With the pig feet, kid, they thought they were really making fun of you then because he walled in the mud and walked in the mud all day. They said, a black man ain't going to eat that. They didn't call you a black man. They said, nigga ain't going to eat that.
Right,
when
right.
They found out their system's clean.
I told you about using that word, B. I done told you about using that word.
You can't use that word on me.
They was actually
same thing with
the garbage.
Same thing with a goddamn hog's head, a pig's head. They started making a hog head sauce out of the shit.
Hog head cheese. But there again, they thought they was giving you the garbage, though.
Right.
It was laughing at you when you went home.
Exactly.
They thought they was giving you the garbage. When I was a kid, a white guy came by, and he asked a young man that I knew. Well, he was an older guy then. I was a kid. Asked him about cleaning this big old catfish. The catfish had a head about the size of a space saver.
Yeah.
And he said, Nate, he said, if you clean him, I'll give you the head. And they said, okay, I'll do that. So he found out Nate had skipped the head, and it was more meat on the head than it was on the back.
Got them in the whole body.
Head back then.
Yeah.
He wanted head back then. He didn't want to get up. Yeah, man. If you read some of these stories and listen to some of these older people that they tell you about how a lot of this stuff that we eat called food came about, you'd be surprised. You really would.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it was considered garbage. A lot of it was truly considered garbage. And mom
was just like you know, if you go to the meat market or fish market or whatever, and you got a catfish and they cut it up for you, a lot of them ask you, do you want the tail? Give me my goddamn tail. I want it all.
That's just like TK's kid. You know, mom was in the kitchen trying to hook something together for her kids to have a dessert, you know, because we couldn't afford to go to no store and buy no cake. And she went in and threw something together, and it came with the word tea cake. Now you can go to the bakery and get them.
Yep. Right.
Hey, kid.
Yep.
Brother D might know about this him, but Flop might know too. Y'all know my pet peeve. Back when I was working, my mama worked for the white folks cleaning their house. Every damn Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know what they gave her? That old dry-ass
fruitcake.
Fruitcake, man. Man,
yeah,
if I see a jug with a fruitcake now, I'm going to slap. If I see anybody, man, I hate fruitcake shit today, man.
Well, no, they if you let it dry out, if you let it dry out, it's a good one.
I got a friend named Pajo.
I got a friend named
Joe.
I'm
going
to have Dog and Pajo to come over.
Oh,
my brother Pajo
right.
And Dog get here.
You're
and
right.
Stop. Vince and Maxwell are going to bring them with him when he comes. And they're going to take care of you for the way you treat me, mama. Vince and Maxwell, Dog, and Pajo going to be over here, and they're going to take care of you. I promise they will. Keep on hollering at me. Keep on.
My mama didn't did, but my... I work for them white people, like Dawg said, and get what we had. We had that fruitcake thing every
Christmas. That fruitcake, man, they give you a fruitcake in a minute, boy. Every Christmas.
My grandma worked for them every year. We had that thing.
Yeah, man. You got a fruitcake.
We had that every year.
Hey, Dawg, you know yourself, being an older guy, there again, that was a cake that they laughed at black folks for. That was a joke.
Hey, D. I swear, Ben can tell. Ben knows. I swear, I believe they used to put the one that they didn't give away in the freezer and kept it the next year.
I don't know what the word is, but I know this right here. Every year, and my grandma, she cleaned their house, and every year Christmas, we had.
She gave
that
fruitcake. They gave my own fruitcake. She gave
that. That's what we had. I'm telling you that. My grandma cleaned their house and everything. And we had that. That's facts.
Yeah.
Well, you go have that fruitcake.
Man,
that fruitcake is what you're going to get. You know, like Dawg said, every year you get it. I'm like, Dawg, sometimes you think it is safe because you're going to get one every year.
You're going to get
like
a fruitcake.
It's mandatory.
Hey, man, with a smile. They're going to give you that fruitcake with a smile. And that lady, when she give it to you, she gonna think she didn't get you $1 million.
She get you something. That's right.
Yeah.
Man, they gave you some. Look up, hey, Dawg. You looking for happy mail to your house? They mail it to you.
hey, Dawg.
Well,
the
kid
is
worth a can, though.
That was my
can. Oh yeah, they have. No, they say I'm in the can too. They got them in the can too.
Yeah, in the can.
Yep.
My grandma was the one that cleaned the house, and she was my counselor in high school. Facts. To my counselor in high school, but my grandma cleaned their house. Facts. For a long
right.
many years.
Right. But I'm gonna be honest with you. A lot of people look down on that. But to be honest with you, though, the people that were working in white folks' house, we ate better than the regular people because, like I said, all this stuff they were throwing away, we were making gourmet meals out of them things. You can say what you want. You can say what you want.
We're making meals out of
them. Yeah.
We're making meals out of them. A lot of stuff that these people go to the restaurant, like Dawg said, and call it gourmet today, came from that old lady they call Big Mama
right.
in their kitchen.
Yeah.
Just a perfect example. The stuff they call, what is that stuff? Where they put some of everything in it. Anything they can think of.
Gumbo.
Louisiana gumbo.
That's how gumbo came about. That's how that came about. Gumbo came about. It came about because of the scraps.
They just throwed all the stuff together, the scraps, and just threw them in
everything
there.
Everything together.
Yeah.
A little sausage, a little chicken,
whatever was left.
Everything.
Bell peppers, onions.
That's how that came about, because of the scraps.
Oh yeah. But like I said again, man, we want to thank everybody. We blessed to be out here to talk about this stuff like we're talking about it, man. It's Thanksgiving, like I said. Kids, you cooking this? This your kid, or you going over
yep.
the family house to eat? What you doing? You cooking?
Nope. Got a ham. Got some sweet potato pies. I got some potato salad.
Right.
I wish goddamn it, I could find a way to send you a potato pie, Dawg. But shit, I don't know how to do it.
You just said it, kid. I almost wish I was up in my old girl house and I could shoot on up there and get it. If I was up there to her house, I could shoot on over there and get it. I went there for the joke.
Yep.
Well, if you left here, Dawg, you come on by and eat. It's going to be so much here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Spread it.
That's why I had to keep a little something today.
Old Cowboy's going to come by. Old Cowboy's going to come by tomorrow. He always come by and take care of me.
I heard you say that before, sir. The Cowboy always take care of you.
Oh, yeah. Old Cowboy always do that.
That's a good thing, though. That's a good thing to have a friend on the holidays.
Right on.
For you.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. Somebody, who that taking a bath, man, in the foot tub? Who that taking a bath in the foot tub?
That's me, dog.
Come on, man. Man, I need somebody taking a bath in the damn foot tub, man.
Oh, man, not a foot tub. No, that's something old. That's something old.
That's
something old.
A number two foot tub. Not just
two or either five.
Yeah.
Brother D, don't be making like you know about us. You ain't always me and kids, so you can't talk with us yet.
Well, I'm a four, dog. I'm a four going into a five. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I told my son, I said, boy, I used to get up and go to work in the morning. The fence line was so far, I wouldn't even look for it. Now I can touch it.
Mm-hmm.
He's so close to me.
That's right. Hey, if y'all could, man, I wish y'all go on mute for a minute, everybody. Please mute your phone. Kid, don't go nowhere, kid. We're going to do a little, Brother D, I need you to do a little short prayer to thank the Lord for Brother Jack came out of surgery. He's doing good, and he's getting back to health, though. So y'all put your phones on me.
Yep.
Brother D, do a little short prayer for Brother Jack. He made a good recovery, and he's
amen.
Doing good.
Amen, amen. And like my brother said, we want you to bow your heads, give God your heart, as always, give him your ear, and pray along with us as we pray. Father God, once more again, we come to the throne of grace, Lord, just to say thank you. Father, we want to thank you for what you've already done in our lives. And we thank you for the blessing that you have bestowed upon us and what you have to come. We know that you are a giving God. You are a forgiving God. And above all, Lord, you are a God that blessed and healed to the utmost. Now, Father, we asked you upon last week to go into the hospital room, not to meet him there, but, Father, we asked that you would beat him there, that our brother would go through whatever the procedure he had to go through, and he would come out just like a rose. And we have received a report that everything went fine. And we just want to say thank you, knowing that it was you and you alone that made everything be a success. Father, we love you, and we truly place no one above you. We ask that you would, not only did you bring him through the operation, Father, we ask that now you would give him healing, that as he healed, that he would get up better than he was. We want to actually touch his family, give them the understanding that to take care of him while he's going through. Lord, we know you're able, Father, and we just say yes to your word, Lord, and yes to your way. And then tell our brother we love him. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And we truly thank God for Jesus. We thank you. We know if it had not been for the Lord, where would we be? Amen.
Amen. All right. You ain't got to drag it out, man. We got you.
Amen. I was on mute, dog.
No, you ain't on no mute. I hear you. Hey, kid.
Nah.
Kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
When y'all be cooking them chicken wings and chicken at the track, do y'all marinate them first or y'all just throw them on the grill? Because you know that time when you had me to come on and eat that chicken stayed like it was had been marinated or something. Do y'all marinate it or just put it on the grill? How y'all do that chicken?
Well, it all depends on how Lee want to do it, man. You know, it all depends.
Now, Lee wasn't doing it that year. That was you and somebody else over there. We were somewhere.
Oh, okay.
You came and got me to get that chicken.
It really depends on when you get it for the most part, dog. See, cause when you first get there, more than likely they do be. Mm-hmm. But as time goes, the food is good and it's selling good. You know, you don't have time to them to season and grease it. Season and grease. But from the outset, most of the time when you first get to the track,
Call me and Flop. We'll
I
go
keep
right
telling you,
season.
Dog.
We'll,
I got a book.
Me and Flop will hit a grill when y'all go watch the when y'all be going to watch the big race. Me and Flop be back there. We be hitting them grills on y'all.
Oh, no. Hi, man. Okay, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Man,
yeah,
man. They go one way and he go to the grill.
Yes, sir.
See, food is how you prepare it, though. It all depends.
Mm-hmm. Right. I just wanted to y'all, you know, season them first and just throw them on the grill. I didn't know. Because some of them taste good, and some of them motherfuckers taste like cardboard. Some of them. Some be taking like cowboy.
Cowboy,
though.
And see, I don't like no real big chicken wing either, though.
Me neither. I don't like that. Me neither.
Hell no.
Not just make chicken wings, kid. No part of the chicken. I want that steroid, Jack.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They probably still around.
Keto, be talking about some jumbo wings. No, I don't want the jumbo. Give that to somebody else. I don't want the jumbos.
We still got a restaurant chain here called Churches, and they used to come out with them goddamn wings. Look like damn near half his breast was with the wing. I said, God damn.
He's bigger than a turkey.
I'm telling you.
But you know what it'd be, though, you can sell anything. They used to always say that you could sell anything in the city of Chicago. You just got to get in the right location to sell it. And that's it. You know, you'd be surprised. Well, you won't now, but when it first came out, we were surprised at how people was even eating that, man, as big as it is. But, you know, people go, some people, they want them that huge. I know I don't.
Let me ask you another question. You know when you go to chicken wing, if you spread it out, you got the kind of like the drumstick in the middle and then that piece on the end. Did anybody ever eat that last piece? Do you ever eat that and just split it off the way?
A little piece?
I don't, because I ain't really a wing lover. But, man, I've seen so many people eat that junk. I'd be like, how do you do that?
Yeah, a lot of people eat them.
They
ain't part.
So that's where I be wanting all flat.
Yeah.
Only part I eat off a chicken wing really is the drum part.
Yep, the drum and the fat part, that's the only part I eat.
Drumstick and the thigh, what I used to eat, the drumstick and the thigh. Now, I used to love the thigh now.
Yeah, I'm a thigh.
You know, they used to come in quarters, kids. You know, they used to have a drumstick and the thigh together. They used to come in quarters or whatever they got.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Quarter leg.
Yeah. They call it a quarter leg. Yep.
Right.
They didn't got one now, though. They cut the wing in three pieces now. They call them party wings.
I want all flat.
And I'm going to say something else I can't understand. I can understand how a wing's so high. Man, do you know a wing costs you more than any part of the chicken?
Shit.
That chicken went up.
Yeah. It's the highest part of the chicken. I can't understand it, boy.
I remember you used to get a 40-pound box of chicken wings for goddamn $29. They damn near double the price.
Kid, they would almost give them to you to take them off your hands.
You're right, they got some of them the other day for $45.
Anything where they see that's selling and they can make money off of it, they up the price on it.
Even push it went up.
Oh, Lord. Good God almighty. That dog always talking about me. Now, what you got to say about that, dog? That dog show.
And they used to tickle the shit out of me. Them other folks would say spare ribs. And black folks would say just ribs.
It's ribs. That is exactly kind of St. Louis ribs and the baby back ribs. All they did was kill the cow early. They didn't wait to get old. They let him get old, kid. That's all. So it's a baby back ribs.
Well, baby back D is part of it's a certain section of the a pig.
All the thing they did, kid, was kill them early. They let them get too old. That's all they did. And they didn't let them get to be a sow.
Who got a clock ticking over there, man?
Who that got a clock ticking over there? That windshield wipers. I've been in the rain.
Y'all hear everything.
Juice, I done told you about always saying
they
ain't you.
I don't know why they got these.
Whatever it is, just correct yourself.
Yeah, I'm
just correct yourself. And you ain't got to tell me it's you. I ain't even got to know it's you. Dog, my old girl be getting on me because she be making all that doggone noise and everything. And I be telling her to turn that shit down. And she, man, I told you that's my. Y'all know I can't stand that noise. Ben, I hear them damn badass kids back there, Ben. I hear them badass kids, Ben.
You babysitting Ben?
Hey, look, you wrong. I just got off of mute, so that ain't my house. That ain't my house. I just came up a mute when I used my bad kids.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
Yeah.
My phone was on mute. I'm just listening.
Sound like it's coming from Kosovo.
Well, I'm just listening.
Flop, where you been, bro? We know you been gone. Where you been, bro?
Flop, I got a Saturday night special play. Don't let me catch you slipping. Flop, remember this. Don't let me catch you slipping. That's all I'm gonna say. Don't let me get
being at you that.
If dog ever be quiet, I'm finna stop all of this. Lock me
you
in.
Can't
five
stop
on two. Hold on.
Stuff.
5 on 2,000 a belt at Bobby Cole Ray, motherfucker, for
money
April.
So we don't
I ain't talking about the
money.
I'm talking about a time.
You meet on my turn. You meet on my turn.
Man, well, shut the
meet
fuck
on my
up,
turn.
Man. I done listened to
you
long enough with your stupid
you
ass.
You meet on my turn.
I done let you get away
on,
with motherfucking murder because you pouring that shit out that red
turn.
Cup down your long-ass throat, man.
Not the solo
I said,
cup.
We come on down and I show you out.
We had a piece of
shit with
the
throat.
We had a piece of shit.
You come down your throat, man. You done become a nuisance,
man.
A nigga trying to let your motherfucking ass have a little leeway, but you just a common fucking fool, man. You keep pouring that poison down your goddamn throat, and you think and you're a goddamn spectacle, man. You're making a spectacle of your motherfucking
don't
self.
Let me
you ain't got no fucking car. Fuck your car.
Oh, come on,
fuck
man.
You. Lock me in, nigga.
Damn.
Nigga.
Fuck
I'm
you, nigga.
I'm going to catch
all
you
all of that
on
bullshit
my
you doing.
Look up. Listen
I'm
to me.
Fuck, I'm going
to
make
you
shit that Thanksgiving time.
I'm
going
to help you out right now. I'm going to help you out. You come to Maker or you go to South Carolina.
Man, fuck you and Maker.
Stick
making up your motherfucking ass, nigga.
Damn.
Stick making up your motherfucking ass. Write it on the contract that you be writing to every motherfucking match. Any contract has to come to me. Man, you can't even fucking say.
Hell green, baby.
I feel like my man
flopped.
You got me jacked up with contracts with Summit. I tell you what
man,
you do.
Get the fuck out of here. I want to give you a pacifier.
Making a
sacrifice.
Get up or do it. Do it.
Give you something to suck on.
Do it. Make me a believer. I gave you an ultimatum. Maker a sacrifice.
I'm gonna give
you
out
I give
you
out with
your
nerves.
This is Mayfield.
This is a man's world. This is a man's world.
Sing it, Curtis.
Look what Rick James said is a man world.
That damn flop,
what Rick James said.
That's flop crazy.
Well, we know one thing.
That's
your
flop,
You ain't gonna do shit, nigga.
I'm not gonna get fucked up.
I tell what I do for you, Flock. I tell what I do for you. I take my car and give it to Dom, wherever you at. He had automated to do what he do. That's a fair bit. I think that's
Bobby
fair.
Cole race, motherfucker, 5 out of 2,000
Please.
Well, shut your poor ass up,
well, Ben.
Here,
how you gonna tell him about
you
to be
get that stipend from the government?
Please. You gotta stay in that truck every day. I don't have to do that now, truck.
You stupid ass motherfucker.
I don't know what you do.
I want to see, when you say that, I'm going to tell you some slick shit, like I want your
you,
older
no,
work
no,
for me.
I know what you're going to come with.
See, you're not real smooth, so I'm going to tell you, if you don't play it out, you better step off now. That's the only one you got to get.
So get
Benjamin,
what? I ain't gonna step
Benjamin,
out, I'm
that's
step
the
on.
Only fucking warning you're going to get.
I got
Benjamin,
in my
you named after a fucking rat, nigga. Michael Jackson made a song about your rat ass.
Oh, man, not Ben.
I got a fair night.
You're a motherfucking rat, nigga.
I wrote it.
Then you come on here defaming the motherfucking government
y'all
and the U.S. Armed Forces, telling
all
the motherfucking lies. Your people caught your ass up
history.
Like a goddamn bug in a spider web.
That's right.
Man,
that's
you
right.
Ain't did
pussy.
Shit, man.
Hold up.
You ain't got more military experience than me.
I
ain't never did all the fucking thing in the military.
Do you understand that? I ain't never did a
war. Shit.
Ain't
talking about where the goddamn restaurant's at. You know where the restaurant's at.
I tell you what.
Well, that's where
I
you work
what.
At. You're the goddamn do-boy, man.
Oh, man, not the do-boy.
The do-boy, man.
Hey,
Dow. You can't leave the restaurant by the
now, hold up.
Ben, let me know when you got it.
I got it. You is just like the same dude told me. You wasn't the one that told me that I didn't work for the main kind of Board of Education. I ain't said it was you. But it was another
man.
Guy got on the phone said the same thing you saying.
Hey, man, shut the fuck up, Ben. You drunk.
You a baby,
the only
man.
Thing you know
you
how to see and spell is solo. Because it's at the bottom of that cup. And when you done emptied that
and
motherfucker,
no,
you done had
a solo.
Good goddamn
nothing.
Day, man. Now, we done let you get away
solo.
With goddamn it dictating
no,
the show for three or four motherfucking days. It's partly
don't
my fault because I
clock.
Asked for you, but then you coming on here every
I
day
I gave you
with this
respect.
Illiterate
you
ass bullshit,
hold
and then
hold
don't
on.
Tell a motherfucker, hold on, I can teach you something,
you.
Hold on, I'm going to show you,
you
something. You can't
clock.
Show
no,
me
no,
shit,
you
nigga,
came
but the bottom of an empty motherfucking cup. You can't do a shit. You talking about do a motherfucker work, want to work for you. Get your shine box, boy. You're
oh, man, not the red
boy.
Solo cup.
Get your shine
not
box.
Not the solo
you
cup.
Polish the tips of my
damn,
motherfucking
Ben.
Shoes. Polish my motherfucking shoes,
money
nigga. Get your shine
money.
Box,
that.
Boy.
Damn.
Motherfucker,
money
you
move, shine box.
Remember that. If you spell
you
remember that, motherfucker, I might
boy.
Remember it.
I can
spell
it,
remember
and
it, and I might
with
remember
it. No, don't want you to remember. Get them dollar signs in my eyes.
Spell remember, motherfucker.
Damn
that base that you stayed at that didn't even have no fucking housing back in the day.
I like him. But I got him a fair night.
I like you too, cause you sweet as cotton candy.
Well, I want you to get it. I want you to get it. That's I want you to get.
See, Mo,
see,
got the fuck out the way
for
I ain't
young, man. Me and him good. Me and him good.
Me and him good.
Me and him good. Me and him good. See, me and him good. Me and him good. He don't like
you stupid.
No, like not.
What's 9 plus 10?
21.
You stupid.
Like 10, Ben.
Okay, I'm stupid. Let me stay stupid. Let me let your money reflect your pocket, Trump.
You the poor motherfucker won't lock in.
You, I told you my two ultimatums.
Man, get the fuck out of here. You can't even spell ultimatum, nigga.
Okay, nigga.
But you writing contracts
you
for the goddamn school system.
I think in your wallet reflect ultimatum.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you a baby. Now,
see, that's why you want me to come over there, because your poor ass can't afford to leave town.
I don't, look, I'm going to educate something. I'm going to tell you something real.
You're
going
to educate. You need to educate
hold
your motherfucker self,
to,
man.
I want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to me.
What the fuck
I'm going
to listen to a dummy for?
Because
you're
I
new
don't,
now. You're
that,
the new
that,
Lamar
hold
Sample.
Hold on,
hey, dog, this who the bad reporter Lamar Sample named after the Ben Award. The Ben Award.
That ain't for
who going to get the Ben Award? It ain't Lamar Sample
no
more.
No. I'm telling you. All that traveling stuff, all that macho stuff, that ain't for Ben. That ain't
how the
Ben
fuck
like
is traveling macho, man? How the fuck is traveling macho, man?
Hold up.
You go get the money, go get the money, go get the money.
You going to come in
if
my turn.
If you think you can win, you go get the money, Ben.
You going to come in my turn.
Man,
I don't
please.
Travel. I'm trying to tell you.
I don't know. I don't know your
but
sexual
you
preference.
I
ain't coming around.
I told you what I do now. I told you.
I don't
you
know your sexual preference.
I
you
take that
ain't coming
dog
around you.
I told
you
what
like
I do.
Boys.
I take that car to dog and let him do what he
man,
do.
Man, you won't take shit to dog. You taking it to dog because you looking
I
for
will
some free work, motherfucker. You
no,
want dog
no,
to
I
fix
look,
it up or keep the upkeep on it. That's why you taking it to dog. To get
no,
some
no,
free
no,
upkeep and
no,
maintenance
no, no.
on that motherfucker.
You got me jacked up.
Please.
I pay my way.
I
when I go take my thing to any man's shop, I pay my way. I don't want nothing free. I pay my
man,
way.
You,
you got me jacked
none
up.
Write a contract on it then and let me see it.
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, dog,
I
can't tell you.
I shouldn't say to him, but I'm going to say it on national radio. Dog, hold up, I'm going to have to say this right here. I'm going to have to say this here because I hate a little jump of him talking. No, he don't know nothing. Dog told me where I had the car at. Don't take it. Leave their head in the bed shop. Did I do that, dog?
You was going to take it because you couldn't afford the price.
No, it was already there. It was there. It
he
was
told
there
you to save your goddamn pennies.
No, it was
in
there
the shop.
It was there. It was there. It did that. It
man, you
so
ain't took
to
your shop car to nobody reputable shop, man.
No,
you
no.
One
I
reputable shop
to,
your
I,
car
I,
been
I,
at, motherfucker.
I ain't gonna say that. I took it to a reputable shop. It
no,
was
you didn't. It's
shop
reputable, not replicable.
I don't care how you want to word it.
Yeah, but you smart.
Word. I don't hear that.
You
that
smart.
Shade tree stuff.
It's reputable with a T,
stuff.
Not with a C or
I don't
or
care
K.
If you want to put it with an A. I know what was that. Half of the people, 85% of the people that were was at, it was in that shop.
Man,
I can bet
get
you
the
that
fuck out of here. You trying to scare a motherfucker. You ain't got shit.
Hey, look, locked if you add dog in the bite line, I bet he'll tell you with them. I bet he'll tell you with them. I
locked
bet he'll
tell you. I don't want to ask dog. Why are you still
what
pushing this shit on
dog?
To you just told dog to stay out of there.
I give you a party. I give you a pound. Under maker, a South Carolina. And you ain't got to make no special day. When you saying you coming down, I give you an invitation. I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
So
don't make no special
to drink tonight.
No, none.
You say you're a military. You say you're a military.
I know what I'm talking
don't
about.
You
don't
know they got programs
about
for you
don't
and this
come
drinking
about
habit
no
you got.
Don't come in about no.
You know they got programs for this drinking habit
look out,
that you
I'm
have.
I'm a program on your head. You couldn't have make a
yeah
back line. I'm gonna
yeah
program on that.
Well, you need to let them folks program on your mind and see what's on that goddamn
I ain't got no
mind of yours about all this drinking you're doing. What you
look
trying to have? What you running from?
I ain't running from nothing.
What you running from?
Nothing.
What you pouring your
nothing
troubles away out of that bottle?
I ain't running for nothing. And one thing for sure.
You can't be drinking
that
cheap
raisin
shit all the time.
That
it's called
that
cirrhosis
thing
of the liver, man.
Look up, that raisin thing, that's not my cup of tea. It's just a hobby. I don't care nothing
I
about it.
I know you don't drink no cup of tea. You drink some way stronger than that, motherfucker.
Look
listen
up,
to how you
I
be talking.
I gotta get far away to my son and stuff like that.
Listen
I
to how you be talking.
Oh,
man, not the alcohol
it
anonymous.
I bet
man,
you what.
That man in AA, kid.
I bet you won't get on
it. The man in AA.
Lord,
hey,
number
you, it's not old. It's not what you think, kid. His AA stands
well
for alcohol and more alcohol.
what
oh,
you
man
got in you? Okay, then what you got in you?
Damn.
Nothing. Some fat hamburger grease. Some turkey grease. Some dressing.
And I got a little second degree. So I got
green
two
beans.
Years degree. I got that. I ain't got no more
balls,
than that.
All of that shit.
So I ain't got no more than that. I just told you what I had. So I ain't got no problem with your educational level. ain't got no problem with that. I'm happy for you. I'm
you
real happy.
A lot
for
of
you.
Line on here, Ben. See, I done took all I can
go,
take.
Go.
You be defaming a lot of shit.
I tell you
speaking
what you
on
do.
Shit you don't have all your homework done on.
I got my homework done. You get to make a South Carolina, I go dead on your head.
Man, ain't nobody coming to South Carolina, man.
Okay, then. What
come,
you talking
hey,
for?
Come to Holly Springs, then. Come to Holly Springs.
No, I don't raise
hey,
like
here
that.
Go the thing.
What I keep
why the fuck
you,
I got to come
I
to South Carolina
like,
if you're going to get dog the car?
I don't raise like that. I don't
why
raise
you,
like
dog
that.
Dog going to be racing, man. You ain't going to be
but
doing
I gotta
shit.
But I got to take the car to him.
You're
going to
be putting
tie shine like
on
that.
The goddamn tire.
No, don't worry about
dog
it. You come
don't need you.
No, you come shine him, because when I get him, he don't need
dog
me.
Dog don't need you, man.
You come down here and
shine
the tires.
That's what I'm
going to
shine.
You're going to shine next.
I'm
going to
shine
your mouth,
ass. That's what I'm going to shine.
No, I got something for you. Look, I like you, but I got something for you. I got something for you. I got a Saturday night special for you. I got something for you. I like
that
you,
that
sound
like some gay like shit.
Well, no, there's no gay men. We go with
y'all, don't y'all go back to the other shit. Trick on the phone.
Nah,
trick on the phone.
That
what
like,
that motherfucker?
Ain't worry about
hey,
that right
no one.
I ain't
no,
about
no, no one. He was around all them military bases. He was tipping
uh-huh,
and looking in the mirror
about
showers
about no
and shit. Then.
You bring that call, and I promise.
Talking about he ran the shop. What was he in the shop making? Dildo.
Hey, look, if you was in the
what was you making in them shop? Dildo.
What, you like that, man? Get your faggot ass out here talking shit like
man,
that.
Man, sit your old faggot stupid ass down, nigga.
You're
an old
baby.
Dummy, man. You're
yeah,
an old dummy. You in there building dicks to cram up your ass, man. Get
that
the fuck
what,
out
what,
here.
What, I
laying on and defaming the motherfucking armed forces.
Hey, dog, what the hell?
You was a drunk, nigga. You was a certified drunk. You was born in the damn corner with Ned the Wino, man.
I ain't crab.
That's a certified drunk.
If you went to high school and you graduated in 1977, see, you get on this motherfucker and you talk too much,
I graduated
nigga.
High school.
That
mm-hmm.
means that if you was 17 or 18 when you graduated high school, that means that you probably 64. That means you should be about 64 years old, sir.
I retired in 2000.
That means you should be about 64 years old.
Mm-hmm. I'm 64.
20 years in the military and 11 years somewhere else, motherfucker. See, it ain't hard. Once you drunk, motherfucker, start spilling your
tongue. No, that wasn't wrong with
Rick.
It
ain't hard
to kick you out. It wasn't wrong with Rick.
Not the oldest of me, baby.
They ain't got no cum.
You worked at the school system for ain't no telling how long.
No.
You write out contracts for the government.
Hold on.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Hold on.
We sick of this.
Not the oldest of Mayberry.
It's Thanksgiving. We trying to enjoy eating turkey, not listening to your
time, man. I don't want no turkey. I don't eat turkey.
Damn.
You can't afford it. You went to the line where the homeless people go,
motherfucker.
Get your hand down.
Come on, fuck.
You went to get your commodities, motherfucker.
I want you. I want you. I want how to say a hard.
That sounds real sexual. I want you. Nigga, that sounds like Marvin Gaye.
I catch you.
I want to get you right the way, though,
man. Not the sexual healing.
The right way.
If I catch you in the same place where I'm at,
man, you ain't
going to
catch nothing but the bottom of a red
you ain't coming down for nothing.
Oh, man, not the solo cup.
North or south or whatever. You ain't coming down.
Man, that's how you know how to spell solo.
You ain't coming down here.
Yeah, leave your backyard, motherfucker. Leave your backyard. Don't no motherfucker take their dog and put it in somebody else's backyard. They meet in a new goddamn spot.
Look up, man. I ain't bragging. I ain't bragging, but let me tell you something. I don't
you can't brag. Not after the shit you done said.
Man. I don't brag. In my money, I spent it, and I don't have no raggedy.
Okay,
nothing.
Fine. Okay, fine. You got your money. We know what you're spending on.
Nothing raggedy.
Seagram 7,
right.
Canadian Club,
oh,
Thunderbird.
Oh, man, not the Seagram 7.
We know
not
what
the Canadian Club.
You know what? I just
not the Don Julio.
No, kid, that's too much.
That'll tear his stomach up. Get what we're going to do. If he blow them tear it up, get what we're going to have. It's going to the shop next day.
Man, ain't nobody going to take your car in the shop. See, you want dogs
no,
to blow
no,
it up,
no,
so he going to have to pick, fix it.
Bill,
hey, dog, you better keep your ass
bill,
out there, cop. He wants you to blow it up, so you'll have to fix it.
No,
or feel responsible
no,
for
no,
it.
No, no.
Not to overlay for the underplay.
I'm just telling you, I get dog permission, to do whatever he want to do.
Man,
that's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't hold dog responsible for nothing. I don't hold him responsible. I bet he won't. Don't go silent.
They told me ignore foolishness is a thing.
I don't hold
I'm
no
having a hell of a time with you.
I don't hold
I'm
no
having a hell of a time
on
with
him.
You.
Look up. Look up. Look up, Flop. Now, I like you, but I'm trying to tell you some see, I done had this situation before. I had another driver that, but I never hold my driver accountable because I told him to do what he do. So he do what he do. If thing happens, thing happens. Ain't no big deal with it. Okay? We fix it. We come back. That's just the way I look at life. We fix it. We come back. I don't hold him. I gave him permission to do what he wanted to do. Bottom line.
How you give a grown man permission?
Who called that in? Oh, now I'm asking you a question. Who called that in? Answer that. Answer that one question. Who called?
We don't know who called it is.
Well, I know who called it. It's mad. But
you
I gave
said
him
you
full
was in the
to
military.
Do what he do.
And you, hey, and you said
I
you went
full
to Kosovo,
to do what he
but you
to
didn't
do.
Goddamn it claim you didn't come out of high school until 2000, then you changed it and say you come out
man,
in 77.
Crazy,
you came out in 77, you weighed 97 pounds,
nah, well,
you
yeah, well,
100
I'm
ago, so you waited 3 years to get back in and re-enlist. Man, you done told your life story on here, man. Stop that shit.
Let me re-enlist on your head. How about that?
Man. That sounds real fatty. You talking about head and shit like that.
You
talking about head to a man, Ben. Damn.
Oh, look,
I ain't no punk, Ben. I like women.
I
like women.
I ain't calling you no punk. I ain't going to go there.
You
know,
calling me a faggot
like
motherfucker and everything. See? That was what I was called to do for you.
I ain't did that. I ain't never did that.
Hey, hold on, Ben. Let's test your money. Bet $100 and we'll play the goddamn gone show back. Bet $100 and we'll play the show back.
I probably might do that. I might do that. I ain't probably with $100.
Bet. Man, good. I can get mine a dog
because
you trust me so much.
Well, okay, hold on, because I know they're real good. I know they're real good. I know from dog talk show to 8 o'clock. It that ain't finna happen. I know that.
You called me a faggot motherfucker, and the show is recorded up until 8 o'clock,
I apologize. I'm going to ask you a question. Did I tell you I apologized you the other night?
I don't want your apology because you ain't offended me. I'm trying to make some money out of
it. Well, then, if you ain't accept my apology, get in making a sack of lana, I'll make you believe. That's the best I can do.
You need to be apologizing to all the military people you was lying about.
Look up, I gave you my best. Look up. I'm going to tell you something.
Hey, Doc, did he ever get that paperwork? What was that, Doc? DD-214 or whatever it is?
Hey, look up. But look up. It was never saying for me to give it to him.
Doc, did he ever get you that paperwork?
I tell you what I do for you. Hey, Doc. No,
I ain't asked you to stay out of it, dog. I want you in.
No,
did he ever get you that paperwork?
I don't say my 214 and on the internet with like that. Right,
hey,
I'm not going
to
do
it. No, that was the winner, dog, because Texas.
No.
Yeah,
because
you ain't got
now. Hold
up. You ain't got now.
Boy, you alive. You got Jack lighting up. You here paying my money every month.
Man, you ain't got no DD-214. You done printed up some shit off the internet.
I'll leave you alone, man. I'll leave you alone, man.
Man, you lying. Hey, Trinker, I hope you hear this man falsifying documents again.
Hey,
he gonna get a hell of a job.
Y'all about to pay attention, but what on my truck? It say retire.
This man gonna get a hell of a job. Hey, kid, he gonna get a court martial.
Me and you cool, man.
He gonna get court martial.
Oh, man, not the U.S. court martial.
Yes, sir.
When I get court
martial,
I'm gonna get some more money.
Hey, Trigger Lee,
what's up, man?
What's that paperwork he said he got? He ain't produced it yet. The
DD-214
or so. He's supposed to send dogs.
Wow. Hey, look, I'm going to get some good advice.
Not the officer.
I'm gonna tell you some real truth.
Hey,
you never served in the military, so don't go on military stuff.
Hey,
you never
how we know you're not with the Russian mafia,
not,
the
real.
KGB or something?
Man,
you might be trying to infiltrate American security, man.
Hey, Flop and Tree, what they were moving? So, Mayor, I want your what? DOR or DHR? Which one was it?
Get out of there. DOR, that's what he asked for.
Man, I want your DOR.
He wanted DOR.
Yeah. I want yours, Ben.
He didn't
want to
release.
God damn it.
He didn't want to get
your
out.
Your resignation, motherfucker. Sign out. Quit.
Well, you better sign out because you ain't never signed in.
A DOR or a DUI?
That Trump ain't never signed in. What about that Trump talking to me? He ain't never signed in.
DOR?
He can't get no DOR. He ain't never signed in.
Hey, kid,
yeah.
You know he fucks up on his alphabet anyway, so he don't know whether it's DOR or DUI.
I'm worried of pronouncing correctly, but I know about DOR. I know what that means.
Lord, how much?
What do you mean? I got
no idea. Out the way, cause you never been there. You ain't never served a day in your life. So
but I ain't on here lying to the people. Telling them I did.
Lying.
Cause I used to work at the restaurant down the street from the barracks, motherfucker. You were cleaning up the restaurant down the street from the barracks, motherfucker.
I ain't never in my life worked at a restaurant. Never in my life. Never in my life. Never. So get yourself straight before you want to.
Hey, this man don't even know y'all making a mockery of him, and he's still on the phone.
That's because he's looking in the bottom of that red cup while he's talking.
No. I'm not drinking. I'm telling you that right now. I'm not drinking. So you don't use that as an excuse.
When you stop today.
I ain't waiting none of that. I'll wait for you.
Oh, that just means
like
you was waiting for me. That just means that shit coming out your pores now.
I know you will come out with some smoke. I know you.
You
know
you
did.
Well, what's the lottery numbers then? Since you so fucking brilliant.
I don't know. They did tell me one something. I don't know.
What's
the
lottery numbers? Let's get paid for you.
I waste my money. Well, I don't waste my money. And now. They did call me. Hold up now. I don't play that like that. Now we go to make a million now. I go play that number. I will. I'm going to tell you straight up. Before, like, playing a one number a day, one man, one out of five, I don't play none of that. When
the
make a million get up.
$300 million, sir.
Well,
so
get what
got,
I do.
Hey. Hey, hold on. Hey, kid, he got two problems. He's gambling and drinking. He's drinking and gambling.
Nah.
He got two problems.
Put that right there. When the money get up high, I will spend $20 with it. I take a chance with it. Whether I win it or not, I spend $20. But that's all they finna get, though, with $20. He ain't getting no more.
You bet more. You play more on the lottery than you bet on your own.
No,
Flop.
I don't.
Yo.
Hey, Flop, you can't change. Stupid. This motherfucker stupid.
I tell you what, make some water with
Flop.
That's
the day of long.
Look at
stupid.
Hey, Flop, I don't want to get a – Flop, me and you cool down. I want who that comment said that.
Probably somebody you done ticked off. They tired of listening
nobody.
To you.
Well, look, I ain't owe nobody now. I can bet you that.
Nothing stupid, pizza.
You wouldn't even
bet
that DD214.
You know what? I tell you what. You get all them rookies on him and put all y'all together. Y'all will make a half. All y'all rookies, put y'all together. Y'all will make a half a man. So I'm trying to educate you. Stay away from soldier mentality.
Hey,
y'all don't
Flop, I bet you he fall over when he try to tie his shoes.
Okay,
Flop, this man said, all y'all together, y'all won't make a half.
They can't make a half. They can't make a half.
That's deep.
Not the head gravity.
No, I want to know who liver the biggest. I just want to know who liver the biggest.
Trinka, do your liver get big when you got cirrhosis of the liver?
Why you got your name? I don't drink alcohol. Like, I don't
that
drink
motherfucker is being inflamed. It look like
up,
a goddamn bowling ball.
Hey, look, hold up.
I think it's swell up.
I don't drink nothing. I do not drink. So my liver ain't going to be no corrosive because I don't drink.
Oh,
nothing.
Man.
So let's get that straight.
Not the corrosion at the liver.
I don't drink that. So ain't going to be none of that right there. So get it straight.
He's just
make
stuck
sure you know what you're
stupid,
talking
man.
About.
He just,
your mouth.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be stupid.
Now, where you get these stupid motherfuckers,
man?
You
come to
Black
Carolina, I'm gonna
be stupid. Oh, man.
That's
Ben,
that
man.
That's
Big Ben. Hey, sir. You remember that song Michael Jackson made called Ben? He was talking about that rat. This is what
I
you talking
about.
I
love all that ain't worth a flip to me.
That motherfucker been on here. Y'all been making a mockery out the man for over an hour.
I want you to do it, then. I want
Chemo.
You to do it. Chemo. I'm on flock. He draw Fred blood, and I'm on it. And I ain't going to let him go away. I'm going to stay on it. But me and him still friends. I'm going to catch him still flock.
Help
I'm
me tight like list. You do. Hey,
find these Woodrow's.
Oh no, hey, you gonna hold me tight out. Like you do a pile of Boone Farms?
I don't drink
man.
None of that.
No, he don't drink.
I don't drink none of that. I don't drink none of that either. I don't drink none of that. None of that.
Hey, Sly, you think he'd be in that back? You think he'd be in the backwoods with that corn whiskey?
No, man. I don't do none
not
of
the,
that.
Not the 150 proof.
I don't mess with none of that stuff. I don't mess with
not that corn whiskey.
I've been the original NASCAR guy.
See, y'all talking some guys.
Hey.
Let me expect y'all a little bit. Hold on. I'm for real, honey. I want you to get some real
talk. Come on, Ben.
My dad and them back in the day, we just had them look. Yeah, the game world company, and Tam Dan, all of that back in the day. See, y'all can't come that north to me. If you ain't never been down no
shut road, up, you
I've been down.
Motherfucker.
You be making your own whiskey.
Hey, Chemo.
You letting that fruit ferment.
Hey, I hope that, oh, is it Chemo? Okay.
Yeah,
now, remember,
I've been
listening to your conversation with Dog on about that car. I've been listening to you.
Man, shut up, you
don't
drunk
worry about
car.
I tell you what, I'll make you change your attitude.
Oh, man.
Man, that just, you
shut up.
Man, you
come to Macon and come to South Carolina.
To
I'll make you change that. What I say, we ain't worried about
change
the vodka.
I changed the vodka.
Change that and get what I'm going to do. Hold up. When I change it, I'm going to make you serve me at my bartender.
Man,
oh, man.
I'm going to make man. He don't even understand it, y'all.
No, you want to play a game.
I'm making a mockery out of the man.
Come down here and make us South Carolina.
I'm making a mockery out of
don't worry about
man.
It. I'm going to help y'all two smart-ass jokers out. I'm going to help y'all out. Come down
one
here and make
thing about it. I know I'm
and
smart.
I know one thing but doubt.
Smart enough
we
to leave
go back
that goddamn bottle alone.
When I go back
oh,
to South Carolina, you going to buy me a ball. How about
who you remind you of, Flop?
No, I ain't like
Hey, kid. I don't never want to talk bad to you, kid. But fuck you, kid. You ain't getting me.
Oh, man.
I don't brag.
Hey, kid, you ain't putting me in there, man. You go on that shit.
Oh,
baby
kid,
boy.
Put him in there.
Baby boy.
Kid, you with the
baby
shit.
Boy.
Kid, you with the shit.
Throw him in the circle. I'm going to use Whitworth.
Hey,
throw
kid.
Him in the circle.
Oh, that almost
hey, kid.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Throw him in the circle.
Oh,
oh
it,
man.
You
dead ass wrong.
Hey, look, y'all
you dead ass wrong.
Well, I'm stoked.
Hey, Mom.
I want y'all to have
right.
A
oh,
and a half the same game.
You dead ass wrong, kid. But I'm going to go on mute. We'll talk about it later.
Look, now. That's all I want to say.
Mm. It is wrong.
He
got to be sleeping or something.
Man.
Mm. Baby boy.
I'm going to catch you slipping, too. When I catch
you. Damn, you must got a real fast car then.
I can make it fast. I can make it slow.
Oh, they got this.
Hold on, let me tell you how I am.
I tell you what, I bet you can't Woodrow me down. Now what?
Man,
I don't need to.
Hey, that Woodrow.
Not the Sanford and Son. Sanford and Son.
I like you, Flock, but Flock, I like you, but sometimes you arrogant, and sometimes people got to put you in your play, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing about it,
I ain't been arrogant to you,
and you can't put me in my place.
You come to make a South Carolina, I put you in checkmate.
You come to Holly Springs, you won't do it.
No, I don't raise like that. I just told you how I raise. I don't care nothing about traveling and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I don't
care nothing about coming to South Carolina then or Macon.
I'm going to catch you down.
Yeah.
When I catch you.
Okay.
I'm going to catch you slipping. I'm going to help
you.
That's
a good introduction into Rundown Mike Hill's schedule, dog. And we can start there.
He's going to get you in March, some in April.
All you need is a fifth of that Willie P.
When
you're
slipping.
Oh, man, come on.
When you're slipping. When you slip, I'm going to scoop you up with a chair.
What's
the cost for you? I'm watching you.
Woodrow, you got anything left in that bottle?
Man, I ain't talking about you because you keep talking, I go down on your head.
Damn.
Hey, Woodrow, you got anything left in that bottle?
I got a lot of it in the bottom. We can go to top or whatever.
Woodrow.
With you.
Oh,
I know what I got to do for you. I got a Saturday night special like I told Flock. So I know I got to go do that Saturday night special for both of y'all. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. And I got that for both. If that little young man had a guy on the phone running his mouth up in Chicago, I know who it is, but I got something for him.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Not Flock. I like
What's
Flock.
Your name?
But the other
hey, Ben.
Dude just stayed out of it.
Hey, Ben.
Just stayed away.
When you want to lock in for South Carolina?
Make your own day.
No, you don't want no schedule over there. I don't know the schedule over there, man.
Oh, look, I ain't worried about no schedule. My schedule don't matter. I don't worry about no schedule. I want you. It don't matter about no dates.
You don't know shit. You just talking.
I don't want no schedule.
Oh, man, not the solo.
I don't even know when the track be open there, man. What day is
Man, you got your mind, man. Get out of here, man. Down on that thing. You know what I'm saying. I tell you what, be there Thursday night. Next Thursday.
Is the track even open?
Yeah, it's open.
Okay, lock in the whole pot.
$3,000. I told you I won't be up for 15. I told you that when we were talking about money. I told you that.
Told you you had a throttle stop on this pocket, man.
No, I ain't got no bracket rail. I don't gamble like no crazy money. I ain't saying I ain't got it. I don't do that. I don't
you want me to meet you? Hey, Ben.
I don't want you to make no special. Listen to me.
I'm going to lock you in based on what you said. Lock in the whole $3,000 for making South Carolina. God damn it.
I ain't saying no make or sack a line. I don't know what
you're
talking about.
You're a damn lie.
You said make or sack a line. Pick one.
Stop this shit, nigga.
You trying to combine both at the same time. No, you're just drunken. You pick maker or you pick sack a line. You must know who you think you're talking to. I ain't not that much dummy. You pick one where you want me to meet you at. You pick
stumbling over words and shit.
No,
Ben say he ain't emptied that solo yet.
Hey, dog. Well, what you
Ben say he ain't emptied that solo yet.
Play that song that he ain't playing a damn thing. That what you play for him.
Ask dog what you see.
No, you trying to combine both of them at the same time. You think I'm a dummy? I gave you a option.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I get you. I'm gonna go to the
hey,
one. Two,
hey, ask Don. Hold on, hey Ben. Hey Ben, hold on, Ben.
I love you.
Let's
I'm gonna catch you.
Hold on, Ben. Let's do something like let's bet $100 that you did say make in South Carolina, and we'll
I
send the money to Don.
Either one of them two try. I get you to try to go to either one of them two. Either one, I bet that. I give you option to make it, or you can go to South Carolina. That's what I said.
You can't go up there and try to tell me.
See, you can't tell me next, but I like you. But I got something else for you.
Hey, I ain't trying to tell you nothing. I'm gonna let your favorite
dog song say, you ain't gonna do a damn thing.
Man, that ain't what that thing say. It say you ain't gonna do shit.
Well, let me get on with it. Look at man. Flop. Real talk. Me and you cool. And for that racing thing, I'm cool with that too. But don't never think you can push me in the cone. That's a fact.
Hey.
Don't you forget that.
You ain't going to do shit.
What it say? I told you, you don't even be in the right shit.
Man, I tell you, that motherfucker's stupid, man. Y'all making a mockery of him. He don't even realize it. He's stupid.
March the 15th and 16th.
Nah, I want to lock something in.
No, you ain't going to lock nothing in with me. That's for you. You crazy?
Bubblegum.
What's wrong
bubble
with
gup.
You, man? I said I'd be in the air.
That nigga ain't bubblegum.
I said I'd be in the air. If everything good, we can dance. That's fair. I think that's fair.
I want to see you with that motherfucking 1961 ass helmet on, strapped in that motherfucker.
No, I don't drive. Wow, man. Didn't I tell you I don't drive?
I want you strapped in one seat. And that brown paper bag with that bottle in it.
I'm saying something. I'm going to get some hot volume here. I'm a high-tech guy. I can tell you that for facts. I'm high-tech. I make sure everything is my
Do you work on your own car?
Pay a joker to do it.
Oh, okay.
That's what I do.
That's probably why you got to drink that cheap-ass whiskey, because you
spend
all your money getting your car service.
I told you that. I don't drink liquor. I do not drink liquor. I do not.
What beer, then?
I drink beer. Yes, I do. But liquor.
I know. And plenty of it.
I don't drink no liquor at all.
Don't you like that Steel Reserve?
No, I don't mean what I drink.
Hey, Sly.
He don't drink liquor. He get drunk off of malt liquor
and that beer, man. That
No. I don't drink none of that. I drink the King. I drink the Budweiser Red Can. I only drink the King.
They say that Red Can like smoking a pack of Red Pepper.
Well, look at
that.
I don't care what they say. Let me tell you something, man. No. That's not facts. But I drink beer.
Hey, how come I ain't got no picture of your car?
Listen to me, man. I done taste. Trust Ben. Ben done taste a lot of beer. And Steel Reserve, I don't know how nobody drink that. Damn, that stuff so nasty. I don't know how the people drink it.
What about the Mexican beer, Dos Equis?
I don't drink that. Another thing that I drink. Beer wise, it's the King with that red can.
What about Coors?
Hold on.
Coors is cold filter and it's light.
He won't listen to me now. Now when I go to my cousin's house, when I go to their house, he drank Coors Light. Then I drank two of his beers. Hold up. Then I'm gonna go get my kind of beer. I'm gonna get me the King. I drank two of his, but I'm going to get me my kind.
So you like Kenny Bernstein, huh? You like Kenny Bernstein, huh?
No, I ain't into all that. I just like my beer. That's it. I don't care about no race or nothing.
If you had to give up drinking beer, your race car, which one would you give up?
Neither one.
You drink cold piss.
don't know about that part right there now. I don't know about that now. So you got to go somewhere else. I don't know about that part now. He asked me which one I would give up. I said neither one.
Get a bit of a piss.
And I ain't gonna get my cub. That's the bottom line. I ain't gonna get my cub and I ain't gonna get that Budweiser. That facts. Neither
Ooh,
one.
He sound like a Budweiser. Hey, Flop, he sound like a Budweiser motherfucker. Drunk as a skull.
Ain't getting up neither one.
He drunk as a hey, Flop, he drunk
no,
as a
No, 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 I told you
right
Flop.
He drunk as a
I'll wait for you tonight, Flop. I'm
hey,
waiting for you, Cole. See what
right
you were saying.
Flop.
Hold on. Don't you listen to me. See, I know he was going to say that same thing. Oh, he drinking. Flop, I was waiting for you to say that same Dang. Statement. You keep saying it over and over, but you're wrong. I go dead on your head, and I ain't drinking that. Now. And
you,
I ain't drinking
that.
So you
he
can't put it on
a
block wide or next. Keep on. You keep on.
Hey, Flop.
You going to get some.
Hey,
I'm telling you now.
Hey, man, you know how they say that weekend warrior. You're something.
Look
at
man.
There
ain't no weekend warrior, man. You stay up there in Chicago, so you ain't going to do nothing either. I like Flop. I like Flop, but you going to have a man come out of the junkyard, come out in a under the trunk, and ain't got nothing. Tell him get hot. Tell him that. Not you, Flop. Stay away. Tell him that. I know you hear me. I know you hear me. I know what you got. And you ain't back. Oh, yeah, I'm going to stay drunk, but I'm going to be drunk on your head, too.
Drunker than a fool. He's here drunker than a fool in the middle of the week, man.
Okay, that's what you think. I'm smarter than what you think. I can bet you that. How about that? I'm smarter than what you think. No, I got a Saturday night special for them. It don't enough for Flop. I don't want to mess with Flop. Cheerleader and the bike sign. Because I know he always talking about these other people call. I want that cheerleader and bike sign. That's who I want. That's who I want. I don't want Flop.
In the middle of the week.
Look, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you have a car?
Stronger than a fool in the middle of the week.
Do you have a car? Do you have a car?
Stronger than a fool in the middle of the week.
I bet he ain't got damn car.
You got
talk
a cup?
To me, I own two. Not
you
one,
got,
I own two.
You got a cup right now?
No, I don't mess with that today. Today I say
are
no
you,
for
Flop. Are you high
I
right
say
now?
Good for Flop. I say good for Flop today, because I know he was going to come attack me with that right there. So we're going to use that excuse.
He drunk it in the pool.
I tell you what, man, I tell you what you do. I tell you what, I bet you ain't got no heart to try to make me change. I bet you can't make me change. I bet you can't make me change. Now, bet that you can't make me change.
The Army
bet
didn't make
that.
You change. Now, how the fuck I'm going to
make you change? No, Flop, stay away from there. Cheerleader. You better stay away, son. I train you. You better stay in your lane. Now, you got some support
drunken
on your end with the boys. You got some boys support on your end. Yes, you do.
Now, where you
I
get
give
these
you
drunken
that.
Fools from?
Well,
drunken fool.
I tell you what.
God damn.
Hey,
well, get what?
Yo,
I bet you ain't got no car to go up against.
One
I tell you
yard.
What. Flop, stay away now, Flop. I'm going to get this guy here. I want him. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something I think is stupid. I'm going to do something stupid. I'm called dog on the back line. I'm going to do something stupid. I know it's stupid. But I'm going to do it. I know it's stupid.
Hey, Flop. We can tell he don't stay in the dry county because he's drunker than a fool.
Hey, what? You keep thinking that. I bet you what. Hey, look up. Hey, Flop. I ain't bragging, Flop, but I don't bet that crazy money and none of that stuff there. But I ain't got no play toy car. I got a nice. That was
what
your
kind
other end. He ain't got
name.
Kind of I know you got a car, Flop. You got a car, Flop. I know you got a car. But that rookie on the other end, he ain't got no car.
Hey,
tell
Ken,
that client.
What kind of money do you bet?
Huh?
What kind of money
I'm going to tell you something. I don't like to brag about money. I don't get into that. I don't.
No,
I don't.
Said, what kind of money do you bet?
when you race your
I
car.
Told you, I said, I stay, I don't want you to take it the wrong way. I stay in the Willie Dog way, 1500 on that high bet. But now, when you talk crazy to me, I go to like Doggo sometimes to 3000. But I ain't going past that. Ain't saying I can't afford it. Ain't saying I can't afford it. It's just the way I don't race like that. I don't race like that. Like, I'm just using,
hey
man,
How many tall cans you knocked off today? How many tall cans you done knocked off today?
None. I told you I ain't drank nothing because I wait for Flop. That's why I ain't drank nothing, so you couldn't use that as an excuse. None. Zero.
You weren't sipping on one right now, man.
Zero.
Are you sipping on one right now, though? Are you sipping on
one
right now?
Nope. I know Flop was going to attack me with that. See, I knew
you
that.
Lying. I came on here to speak to you.
About right
here in the car.
And Flop. I'm telling you some real
shit. I done came on here for two nights in a row to speak to you, and you started
and then
with this
last,
bullshit.
So what I told you the other night, I said, I apologize to you. Didn't I do that?
Nope. I didn't accept it. That was tonight. I didn't accept it.
No, I did that last night.
No, that was tonight, and I didn't
accept it. No, the day Wednesday, we was on the phone Monday night. I did that Tuesday. So get yourself together now.
Nah, your memory bad now.
You better get yourself together now. I know
you're
smart.
Nah, your memory bad, man.
Well,
them Budweiser's got you thinking, man.
I tell you what, when I say you get what I want from you, I want a 15-pack, man. Then I'm going to say my
15.
Memory.
God
damn.
I don't drink
God
one or two.
God damn.
15.
Yeah, we know. You knock them down. Yeah, 15.
No,
pack.
I don't drink it like that, but that, I don't buy it.
Hey, Ben, you got a small block or a big block?
Which one you want me to have? I got a small block in there. I got a small block.
Fuck, you lock in.
I put a big block in there.
I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't give a fuck what you do.
I'm going to catch you slipping. You come on my turn, I'm going to be watching you. I promise you, on everything I love, I'm going to be watching you. I'm going to tell him that's Flop right now. Okay. I'm be watching you. I put my eyes.
Now you making me think you don't even know who I am. Talking about Dog got to tell you.
I never seen you in person.
I know who you are.
But I didn't know it was you. So I speak the truth.
I know who you are.
You don't know me.
See, I was trying to stay away from you because Dog drives the car and that's my guy.
But that's my friend, too.
Yeah, well, okay, well, fuck it. He ain't in the middle of it. He just drive the car. Fuck that.
That's it.
I locked
that's
you
it.
In. What the fuck, y'all?
Okay, I'll tell you. I'm going to call your bluff.
Okay, that's cool.
I catch you in my turn. I know you got a
well, I don't know.
Truck.
I don't know if you'll catch me on your turf or whatever. You ain't got no motherfucking turf. It's the racetrack.
You come down
and you don't, I don't know what I got.
But I know you got a big block. I definitely know that. Now, whatever the cubic inches, I don't know. I know you got a big block.
It's true that a trunk ain't shit.
I tell you what, that jump on the sideline, do what I can do. And I ain't bragging, Flop. I ain't bragging. I can put a big block in there tomorrow if I want to. But I don't race.
Let me know when you serious about locking in. I don't give a fuck about you.
I know that's what I like. That's what I like when you count that money and put it in my hand. That's what I like.
One thing about it, if it go your way, I pay with a smile. If it go my
and
way,
and what I do, I pay with a smile.
Way.
No problem. And the thing about me, I give you the money, let you hold it. I trust you.
No, I ain't got no problem with
that. I trust you. I ain't no problem with him. That is. I ain't got no problem with that. I trust you. I don't need all that, though.
Well, I don't want to talk about it no more until you ready to lock in.
Get to Macon of South Carolina, I'll lock you in next Thursday night.
I ain't coming over there, man. Get to Holly Springs and I'll lock you in.
I ain't mad at you or none of that right there.
Next Thursday night.
What I can do. I said what I can do. If you can't do it, then I respect that you said you're going to be down tomorrow, Mike Hill race in March. That's what you told me. So, then maybe we might have a birthday party. How about that?
That sounds all right to me.
I ain't saying nothing negative. We might dance. I ain't bagging away for what he told me, what his ultimatum is. He told me where he gonna be at. He told me, so I respect that. I can't say nothing
about that.
I respect what he said. But we'll dance.
How about that?
We gonna dance. I ain't been locked nothing in that 4 hours. That's stupid. I ain't doing that. But if he on the same playground with me, I'm going to go over there. Dog going to show me who you is. And I'm going to say, here you go. There you go. You set the time. And
how about
go.
That?
That's simple to me. Ain't that right, Fly? Is that right? I think that's fair.
You going to dance.
You be inside.
How about that?
No, you a baby, man. You need to pacify in your mouth.
We're going to dance. How about that?
Man, get out the phone. I don't talk to a little baby. I talk to grown men.
How about that?
Hey, dog. Hold on. Let him hear about me. Man, I had a good
conversation. D.A. got that dope.
We done had a good conversation tonight.
All right, y'all, we're going to get out of here. Everybody need to go and get them trips and
good
everything.
Hey, look.
All right.
I want him to do me one favor. Get him my number. Get him my personal phone number and tell him to call me. Get to him.
All right. Kimo, get us out of here, Kimo. Make like this your show, Kimo. Kimo, get us out of here, Kimo.
Kimo ain't got no heart.
Yeah! Damn.
Kimo.